The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax.
Mm-hmm. No need for us to freak out.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
It's a ridiculous waste of time.
You seem happy this morning.
Yay!
This radio show is beginning to begin at the beginning.
Right here?
Right now!
We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Showtime!
Oh, hi there. Good morning.
We did it! We're live!
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
Dex and Steve-O, it is Thursday morning, May 25.
Oh!
6:10 in the a.m.
You know, it's cloudy outside, and it seems like, oh, it's going to be nice and 89 degrees.
Oh.
It got hot yesterday.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Which, it's going to get hot. But heck, at least we don't live in Phoenix. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
At least we don't live in Phoenix.
No, I heard you. I'm just... We're going to be there soon.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty hot. What's the high today in Phoenix?
The high today... Wait, what? Oh, it's currently 79 degrees.
Wow.
Currently. So,
yeah.
Taking a look at the current temperatures, it's currently 67 degrees in Albuquerque, if that gives you an indication. Mm. It's 79 degrees there. But let's check out the forecast in Phoenix, Arizona. The high today... 100 degrees.
Already?
Yeah.
100 degrees? How do people do it? Why does your mom do that to
herself?
I don't
know, man. I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be out there. I'm going to get us, oh gosh, the day we get there, 104.
Oh.
So,
oof.
We will be out there, guys, hanging out. Really, really, really looking forward to it.
Boy, it sure is a hot one today, huh?
Yeah.
We'll be there. Well, June 11th is Harvest America, but we're going to be going out a couple days before that.
Yeah, we are driving out there on Thursday, June 8th. We're going to do the morning show, and then we're going to trek it out there to Phoenix so we can prepare for the morning show live Friday morning in Phoenix. So if you're out in that area, you got to come hang out with us because we're going to be broadcasting live. And we'll have Citizens and Saints coming by, rumor has it.
Really?
Pastor Levi Lusco.
What?
Yeah. I'm stoked, man. They're all going to be out there, so they're going to be kicking it with us. And it's going to be nice and breezy, nice and cool, high that morning of 103. So,
the days are so hot they can boil your brain.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So it's going to average 103 to 105 degrees that the time that we're out there. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
That's going to be so fun.
It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
Sure is. Guys, and we just got word we're going to be on over a million radio stations.
1,000,007 to be exact.
We're doing the pre-show for Harvest America.
1,000,000,007.
We'll be on throughout the galaxy and beyond. It'll be great. And
I'm
not going to lie, a little stressed out about it. You know, we haven't really gone over anything. So it's like,
oh, come on. We're doing our morning show, guys. It's going to be great.
We can't do that. That's
it's going to be great.
So that's what Steve-O doesn't understand is that we can't really do this type of morning show.
Yeah.
On all these different other Christian
can and we will.
Stations.
We can.
We're just going to be dropping feeds left
and we
right.
will.
That's what I can't wait to see is all these feeds that. Oh, we.
I wish there was a live ticker. Like,
yeah.
I want a live ticker
yeah.
to know, like, which stations drop at which time. Oh, there goes Utah.
Yeah. Yep.
They're the first to
and
go.
You know what? We'll probably be able to... we don't need a ticker. It's just listen to Steve-O. Yeah. And I'm not joking around. We're going to be on over, like, 1,000 radio
yeah,
stations.
We really are.
That's not a joke at
that's
all.
That's not a joke.
2 hours. It's mm-hmm. the pre-show. And... Yeah, you're the one that I think everybody's worried about.
A member of the Star Army just chimed in and wanted to know if it's expensive to go to Harvest America. Here's the thing. It is an absolutely free event. So
it's free.
I mean, you got to get yourself to Phoenix, but the event itself is absolutely free. It's going down at University of Phoenix Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play. So we're talking a monstrous venue.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what, 70,000?
Probably
500 million.
Okay.
Peace out, cool beans.
Yeah. So it's going to be really rad, guys. University of Phoenix Stadium seats 64,000 people. So, And as I mentioned, it's a free event. And we'll be out there Sunday, June 11th for Harvest America.
But those things usually fill up, right? I mean, they...
Oh, yeah.
The stadium will probably be completely
full. Well, normally
full.
They do it in Anaheim, right? At Angel Stadium. So, and that's much less. That's at 42,000.
Oh, wow.
So, University of Phoenix Stadium. Yeah, Harvest America. Going down Sunday, June 11th.
It's so crazy, man. I can't believe we're going to be a part of this.
I know. Mercy Me, Need to Breathe, Phil Wickham. Yeah, dude.
I remember years ago, I don't know what channel it was on, but it was when Greg Laurie did that, they did a documentary on Greg Laurie, and they played it on CBS or ABC or something. And I remember watching the whole story on Greg Laurie, and it was such a, his story is so remarkable. You know, his mom, which she was an alcoholic. He grew up without a father, right? And so he was, much like in your situation with your mom, she kind of jumped from relationship to relationship. And his story is great. I can't wait to get to sit down and talk with that guy. He's one of the greats.
Yep.
One of the greats.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Doing this thing till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a live line. It's 505-585-LIVE. You can text into the show. Anything you want. Contribute to the show. Be a part of the show with us.
People are chiming in asking questions. Somebody wants to know how they can tune in to our Harvest America morning show. The good news is we'll be broadcasting live.
Nope. We'll do it live!
Right here on Star 88. So if you're not able to make it out to Arizona, you'll still be able to hear the debacle known as the Harvest Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You can listen right here. And aren't we doing the morning show on Friday morning?
We are. Yeah. Friday morning, we'll be doing the morning show live out there. And we'll also be doing the Harvest Invasion pre-show a couple hours leading up to Harvest America.
Nice. It's going to be such a great time, guys. It's going to be a great time.
A Starmy member chimed in and said they were at the stadium for WrestleMania 26. An impressive building, guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I need to help somebody out. Allegedly, our podcast hasn't been up the last.
Really?
It's not there. I'll get right on it, guys. I'll get right on it at the break.
Sorry about that, guys.
It should be loaded. I do it myself.
We'll fire the producer.
Wait,
it's no
what?
Big deal.
No.
It's no bigs.
Oh.
We'll
oh, man, it's Red Nose Day.
We'll get Morgan Freeman to do it.
It's Red Nose Day, and I'm not wearing my red nose, guys.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What do we got on the show today? There is a clip from inside the NBA between Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal.
Man.
That we have to play.
Yeah.
They got into a huge argument.
Yeah. You know, we sometimes get into little tiffs.
No, we've never. Honestly.
Oh, huge tiffs.
We've never, ever gotten into a fight on the air.
Major.
You have no idea the kinds of fights that I used to get into with Buck and Baxter. Especially Buck, early on when we used to do the show together. I mean, we would fight on the air. We hated each other. And it would be full on just fighting, yelling at each other. And oh my gosh, it was terrible. And I think it was one of those situations where at first people thought, wow,
oh,
this is crazy.
Or
no, they thought that it was kind of good radio because, wow, this is crazy. It's one of those train wrecks.
Right.
But we did it so much, people hated it.
Ugh.
It just was so uncomfortable. And and then right before I was let go, there was a few episodes where, you know, I just lost my temper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we ever start really fighting, just know that that's the beginning of the end, guys. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. See, I don't think it would ever happen with us. I
don't either.
I actually enjoy you.
Right. Well, we were friends
I'm kidding.
First.
Getting
that's
Buck.
The,
just
the
kidding,
the difference
man.
Is we were friends first. We weren't just like work partners where it was like, hey, you guys do a show. Bleh. You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of put us together.
Right. Because we've always talked about doing a show together for a lot of years.
Yeah. So.
So that's it. Yeah, it's a different situation for sure.
Totally different dynamic. So.
But I sometimes think about that environment that I was in at times, because there's nothing worse than being at a place where the energy's not good.
Right.
And you just feel like, I can't really be myself, you know? And when you do a morning show, it's like you have to have good energy.
Yeah.
There has to be.
That's why we start off the day with calisthenics.
That's right. Every morning.
Every morning.
I'm doing them right now. I do them all the time.
You're not doing anything. Heavy. I'm doing them. I'm doing them right now, guys. Elvin on Facebook Live says, do you guys have any special tricks up your sleeve for the Harvest Show?
See, man, we're going to try to just keep it simple because we don't want to get too out of control. We're probably just going to be interviewing a lot of people.
Mercy Me is going to be on the show.
Man, you're going
Need to breathe.
Jeez.
Am I at like 50 yet?
You're going for 50?
I'm going for 150. I'm going for a million. Oh, I'm going for
We just lost two radio
one
stations.
For,
we just lost two radio stations.
I was going one for every single station that we're going to be broadcast on. Look at that. I'm wearing my Bearkin and CrossFit hoodie today. Uh-huh. So
you should probably just give that to me.
I probably should. Haven't been in a few weeks, guys. I got to lie down.
Yeah. Yeah, what were we talking about?
Chemistry.
Oh, yeah, chemistry.
Tricks up our sleeve for harvest.
Chemistry.
Oh, I was the one doing jumping jacks, and you lost your train of thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that we don't fight because we have good chemistry.
Yeah, we don't fight. And I don't think we ever will.
Honestly. Watch this. I'm just kidding.
Have we ever got, we haven't got into any sort of, isn't that, right?
There was one time.
There was one time?
We used to do this YouTube show called Stand By For Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing a review of Suicide Squad, and I got really mad at you and Teo.
Yeah, you did.
But I got really mad.
We didn't fight back with you. I mean, it was...
You guys didn't even think I was serious.
I thought you were just playing for the cameras, man. For all the
you and Teo both thought I was being funny, so...
And then it was like, we get done, the camera stops, we're like, oh, this is real. And we felt so awful. That's the difference, is...
Right.
That's nothing like it was back when I used to fight.
Teo just used the Southern charm to get you guys out of it because I was so mad.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was fun.
And speaking of Stand By For Awesome, we used to do a YouTube show called Stand By For Awesome where we had Steven
and
Christian
watched.
On. It was hilarious. You can actually still subscribe at YouTube. And rumor has it, you know, I mean.
Rumor has it we might be having a meeting today.
Rumor has it we're meeting today about the show.
Yeah, and this time, see, we never talked about it before. That was the problem.
Shout out to the Starmie who started talking about it, wanting to know what happened, because it kind of ignited something in me yesterday. It was like, we're bringing it back!
I know, I was kind of shocked when I got that text message. I'm like, whoa, this is out of the
blue. We're doing it! We're making it happen!
Well, if timing's right.
He's going to eat a live fish!
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can go check out some of those old videos. It's just Stand By For Awesome on YouTube.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
We did have a good time. If you like The Morning Invasion, you might like.
Right. Yeah, we were just idiots like we are here.
Yeah. And Teo's on there, and he's pretty.
He's so pretty to look at.
Yeah. So there you go.
What else we got on the show this morning? This happened up in Montana. Thank you to Pool Boy for texting me yesterday about this. A Montana congressional candidate body slammed a reporter.
Whoa.
And there's no video, but the audio is seriously amazing.
But
I mean, he full
on the mind
grabbed this reporter like WWE style. That's what it sounded like. And just body slammed this guy. Montana, that's how they do it, man. It's just another day in Montana. You know, we're just used to wrestling.
Why did he body slam a reporter?
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and find out.
Okay.
Still some mystery surrounding the death of Soundgarden singer Chris Cornell. So we'll talk about that coming up in the headlines at 6:30. Because I believe it was, I think the tour manager is now talking about how it was somebody that was working on stage with Chris that night, the night before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about how things weren't, there's something off about Chris. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. A high school kid service dog got into the yearbook, got his own yearbook photo.
That's cool.
Yeah. And a lot of graduates listening right now. So we'll do some real life things that, you should know about before you head off into the real world.
I love this.
Things you need to know. Things you need to learn. And, you know, we've got this thing called YouTube. It's so easy to learn how to change a tire. And
pretty much anything these days you can learn on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Cut your own hair if you want, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
But you still got to be careful because I feel like there's some fail videos or some times where people will give misinformation on the internet to be funny or jerks.
Mm.
Like when my kid decided he was going
to... Maybe that's our show.
Clean his...
Oh, maybe
no.
We just do a show where it's just bad information.
No, because then people will take it seriously.
Yeah, but we don't do anything that would hurt anybody.
Mm.
Okay, maybe. It was a dumb idea. I'm sorry.
We'll just be
just
jerks.
You know, the wheels are turning. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what we could do.
Okay.
You know, my time is valuable, man. You know, I need a lot of sleep. You know, and if I'm going to do another YouTube show,
yeah,
it's going to affect my beauty. Well, not physically, but mentally, spiritually, all that.
Emotionally.
Sure.
Yeah.
585 Life. You can text in. Or, of course, we love it when you call us. And shout out to you guys for calling in, man. The phones are getting better.
Yeah.
338-3700. That's the phone number. If you want to actually talk to us like human beings always have, and they still should be doing. Just move on. You know, I'm all about the texting, but man, come on. Come on, guys. Pick up the phone and just call us.
Oh, yeah.
Shock Therapy Live at 9. That's happening this morning. All right, when we come back, we'll do some headlines and we'll check the roads. Good morning, Starman.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has landed in Brussels after visiting the Vatican and meeting the Pope.
The NFL, sometimes mocked as the no-fun league, is relaxing its rules on end zone celebrations after touchdowns.
Iowa's first female governor has just been sworn in, Kim Reynolds, replacing Terry Branstad, the nation's longest-serving governor.
A new health report that's looked at dozens of studies around the world finds just one glass of wine, beer, or other alcohol a day is linked to an increased risk of breast cancer.
Previously owned home sales dropped more than 2%.
Authorities found an acre of poppy plants used in producing opium, valued at $500 million, behind a house down a dirt road near Claremont, North Carolina.
Another spring storm has inflicted some serious property damage in parts of the South.
The rating agency Moody's has downgraded its credit rating for China.
Grand jury has returned an indictment against Richard Rojas. He'd initially been charged with murder and several counts of attempted murder after a car plowed through Times Square.
Good times, guys. Man. Don't you just love to hear the news?
Yes.
6:32.
High today of 89 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. So far, so good this morning. A lot of construction happening right now, though. Roadways reduced to one lane. Broadway South between Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Central. There's some new construction there. The right lane is closed. And speaking of Central Avenue between University and Yale, the left lane is closed. Right there at Girard Central and Monta Vista, the right lane is closed. Yeah, if you can stay away from the downtown area, do so. That's your look at traffic.
I hate it when your logic makes sense.
Traffic!
Just really wanted to play that drop. I've never played it before. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Thursday. Yeah. Hey, we're on Facebook Live.
Mm.
If you live in the Facebook world, go to Star88FM, like us, and you can watch us do the show. You can listen to us like you're listening on the radio or wherever you're listening. Love it.
Yeah, shout out to Jane and Jessica who chimed in on our Facebook Live chat.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
Of course, the Sarmi chiming in on our live line. Somebody wanted to know how it's going being a Lyft driver.
Wow.
Man, it's going so well.
Yeah, he's
so well.
Making so much money, guys. Not.
I haven't done it yet.
Jeez. What a waste.
What? What do you mean, what a waste?
What a waste.
I just wanted to see if I could get the job. I don't
know. Is that what it was?
I don't really want to do it.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Yeah! Someone else wants to know if you've confirmed with Nate that he's not in the bubble bath and actually going to be here at 9. Have we confirmed?
Well, he was here last week, so.
Yeah?
I mean, I think so.
Okay.
I think.
I'll take that as a possible maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 a.m. Shock Therapy 5. You want to be shocked? Tune in at 9. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Just saying.
It's a good promo, man.
Yeah.
Good promo.
People want to be shocked, man. They just...
Who's excited?
There we go.
You want to be newsed?
Yeah.
I'm going to news you.
No, my gosh. Don't say that ever again. See, we would have lost like 5 radio stations if you would have said something like that.
Whatever.
You need to start preparing, man.
I'm giving you the news, man.
This is a warm-up for Harvest.
Stop talking.
America.
Sorry. It's my turn to shine.
My bad.
It's time to news you.
Stop it. You can't do that.
That's right. You can't stop this.
A lot of mystery still surrounding the death of Soundgarden singer Chris Cornell, but it's sounding more and more like he was on something the night he committed suicide. A dude named Ted has worked with Chris for the last decade as both his house engineer and tour manager and does not think Chris was right during his final show in Detroit just hours before he took his own life. He said, quote, he was out of character from note one of the show. I've never heard or seen him that way before, at least if we did not cancel a show. He said Chris seemed, quote, high, messed up, but not depressed. In fact, during soundcheck, Chris was in really good spirits. Ted was at the mixing board in the center of the venue, and he was so concerned that he actually made a call backstage during the show to ask what was up with Chris. He said, quote, I'd never heard his voice that way before. He was having serious control problems. Toxicology tests are not back yet. His wife said he was clean when he died, but that he told her he may have taken too many anti-anxiety meds. It's unclear if that could have messed up his head or if he'd just fallen off the wagon.
See, that's what I think it is. I honestly think that he doubled up on that medication.
Uh-huh.
Because it slurs your speech. It slows your brain down.
Yep.
So that's
anybody who's taken Ambien can attest to like some weird stories, man. You know?
Yeah. Or just NyQuil. You know?
Yeah.
Got to be careful with that stuff, guys.
Yeah.
You really do.
Jessica wants to know if newsed is even a word.
Newsed?
Yeah, you got newsed. Newsing you. It's not. I don't see anything wrong with it. Sure. Can we talk about our weird culture for a second?
So
I
weird.
Mean, I gotta be honest. I don't know a whole lot about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you know, I used to watch
what?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Are you being serious right now?
I've seen the first
one. Okay, so seasons. You can give me a little insight into this.
Sure.
I seriously know nothing about her minus the fact that she's married to Kanye.
Yeah.
And she probably talks like us.
Oh, yes. They just whine when they talk. They're whiners.
Okay. A terrorist attack left 22 dead at an Ariana Grande concert and at least 59 injured. We know about this attack in Manchester. Many celebrities came out of the woodwork to share tweets, to lend their condolences. Ariana herself tweeted that she was broken. Well, there was none backlash until this moment. Kim Kardashian got in a lot of trouble over a tweet that she put out, and I don't understand what the fuss is about. She posted a picture of herself with her sister and Ariana Grande from Madison Square Garden, where they were there watching her husband Kanye West. And her tweet was, concerts are supposed to be a place where you can let loose and have fun. So scary to not feel safe in this world. At Ariana Grande, I love you. People were so incensed that she deleted it.
That, see, the reason why, though, is because it's all about her. I mean, the photo is her and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, but it's a photo, at a concert that she shared with Ariana Grande. So it's like, hey.
Yeah, but she's making it about herself.
But it's like her and Ariana, and she's like, hey, I love concerts. Stinks not being able to feel safe at a concert. I love you, Ariana. Here's a photo of us as friends at a concert. relevant to the current topic.
But here's why people are freaking out, because most people don't like Kim Kardashian. And they're going to look for any excuse.
I can't believe I'm like backing her right now.
You are.
I don't know anything about her. But she posted a few other tweets before this one. She said, I can't imagine the fear and agony these parents must be going through searching for their kids. Heartbroken, right?
Yeah, no picture or anything.
Then she said, I'm praying for everyone in Manchester. This is truly so senseless and heartbreaking.
Then she had to get all, you know, about her.
Then she posts another one, and it's a photo of her with Ariana Grande at a Kanye West concert, saying concert's supposed to be a place where you can let loose and have fun. Right? So scary not to feel safe in this world. Right? Tracking with you, Kim K.
And you have her back.
Ariana Grande, I love you. I don't understand. In fact, some people were saying the same thing. People really made her delete this tweet because they didn't like that she included a photo of herself.
Yeah, man.
This is
it's very
where
selfish. It's, you know, she's into herself, man.
You need to go away.
But I have a clip. They reached out to her. TMZ reached out to her to ask her, you know, her thoughts about this tweet that she put out there.
Sorry about that.
That was not Kim Kardashian.
That's what she had to say, guys. Makes it all better.
Why are you ruining my story?
Because we're talking about Kim Kardashian.
Dude, Twitter lost their minds. So, somebody said, the need for you to post a pic of yourself, disgusting.
Yeah,
it is. Somebody else said, we're never going to forget when you posted an inappropriate pic and made the Manchester bombing all about you. Screenshots of forever. And reposted the screenshot of her. Somebody said the malfunction of Kim Kardashian with her narcissistic personality disorder is disgusting. Somebody else said Kim Kardashian is the only person who would post a picture of themselves as a tribute to the Manchester bombing. Actually sad. I mean,
it's just she's got billions of followers.
But here's the thing. Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Hudson, Demi Lovato all shared messages of support that included photos of themselves with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, but we're talking about Kim Kardashian. Like I said, people want an excuse to throw down.
I just don't get it. I feel like this negativity, like, it drove her to delete this photo.
You have her back. You support her. You can watch all those seasons.
Apparently, though, I have Kim Kardashian's back.
You
right
should
now.
Get caught up.
Why do we care so much if she posted a photo of herself? If she was like reaching out and saying, hey, Ariana, I love you. Here's a photo of us at a concert. It's scary that we can't feel safe at these venues anymore because of this crazy tragedy. Photo of us at a concert. Relevant. Topical.
Well, it's because usually it's all about her. That's the way she is. It's always about her.
All right.
So I get why people are
upset.
But
is she drawing attention to herself?
Sure.
How?
By posting a picture. Like the post before, she didn't post any pictures, and that's fine.
Mm.
But then it's like, oh, you know what? I need to post this because, you know, I'm with Ariana Grande, and I look so great in this sweet diamond dress.
Bernard just chimed in on Facebook Live and said nothing wrong with what Kim said. Don't be a dumb. Thank you. Liveline, I'm with you, Steve-O. There you go.
You support her, and I'm okay with that.
I got a new BFF yesterday, Grace, because she's got a Darth Vader car. I got a Darth Vader car. Now I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm a 23-year-old girl. Thank you.
Well, we've known this.
Thank you so much.
This isn't new news.
Got to go try and find some Darth Vader seat covers today.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my life. This is my life. Our boy Joe chimed in and said, wait. A Kardashian tried drawing attention to herself?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
She didn't try and draw attention
to herself. How dare you? She's a nice lady!
She is a nice lady. She's a nice lady.
You'll have fun watching that reality show. Because you get all the drama with, you know, her dad. And it's crazy, man. The whole transition thing.
Somebody said if nobody talks about and or clicks on Kardashian links, maybe it will all go away. I mean,
next story, please.
Ugh.
Next.
I hate that you're just brushing over this because she is sweet and she was trying to pay tribute to her good friend Ariana Grande and you are just one of those haters. I'm actually mad about this. Why would people be so dumb as to cause her to delete this? Y'all are jerks.
I don't know, Steve. She's sweet. I don't know.
She is sweet. All right, I'm moving on.
Come on now.
Okay, on Saturday Night Live last weekend, we talked about this. Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced his phony but possibly real 2020 presidential campaign with Tom Hanks as his running mate.
Oh, it'd be so great.
Here's the thing. According to Ranker.com, they need to swap on the ticket because Tom Hanks is actually the celebrity we'd most like to see in the Oval Office.
Nice!
Yeah, according to a survey, Tom Hanks came in first, while The Rock only came in fourth.
Fourth place?
Yeah.
What?
This is one of those crazy ongoing surveys, so the results may change, but here's the top 10 as of this morning.
Talk to me.
Number 10, Robert Downey Jr. Heck yeah!
Number 10, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, dude. I'll be his, like, double. You know what I mean? Like, where they go places, and then they gotta get somebody that looks, I'll even, like, keep the little goatee thing. Perfect.
Good call, sir.
Number 9? See what I did there? Number 9, Bill Nye.
Oh.
I don't know.
But he's not a real science guy.
I found that out yesterday, guys, and I was dumbfounded.
His brain exploded everywhere.
So mad. Why is he called the science guy if he's not even really a scientist?
It's TV, bro. It's TV. It's hatred. Fake. It's all scripted.
Hatred. Number 8, Stephen Colbert.
I'm down with this. I'm okay with this.
I don't know if these are real or if people are being comical.
No, these are real.
Number 7, Chuck Norris.
Of course he would be great. He's one of the greatest Republicans of our time.
Okay. Number 6, Clint Eastwood, speaking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he a Republican, like, governor
He's
or
old,
mayor
though,
or something? He's very old.
He's so old.
He's very old.
I don't know about that.
Number 5, Jon Stewart.
Okay, well, I think Jon Stewart's a funny man, but no.
Then it gets a little interesting. So, obviously, number 4, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who put in his fake bid for president for 2020. Number 3... Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman.
He works here.
He steals my job.
He does.
I don't like him.
Morgan Freeman, you know what?
I try and do like five random facts, and every single time, he just pops in studio and takes my job.
We're paying that guy like $5 a month, and seriously, I haven't seen him around here at all.
Yeah, it's weird, right? I want him to sign my Robin Hood Prince of Thieves VHS. But he's not even around, man.
I borrowed that, by the way.
Wait, what? You borrowed that?
Yeah.
You didn't even ask.
I know. I totally forgot to bring it back.
Hey, if you get all the way through it, don't fast forward after the credits because it's the music video for Bryan Adams.
What?
Yeah, the whole music video. I love VHS.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, man. Number 2, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah? No? Oh, okay. Well. I'm a fan of Ellen. I really love her.
Yeah, I know, but president?
She's hilarious. She's so funny.
None of these equate to good president.
I know, you're right.
And number 1, as we mentioned, Tom Hanks. Number 1, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Is it just because he's lovable? Everybody just likes Tom Hanks.
He's a great actor, you know? He really is. That's the thing, like with Tom Hanks or even The Rock, we don't know what they stand for, That's the issues, man. That's what we need. We need to know.
Yeah. Oh, Pool Boy chimed in and said Rogan for president.
Oh, Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Or Seth Rogan.
No.
I feel like that'd be more his speed.
If you could pick one right now.
What?
Any celebrity right now to take over the White House.
Oh, man, you can't put me on the spot like that. It would be Keanu.
Keanu Reeves? Come on.
My fellow Americans.
Of course
I would. We are faced today.
No way!
Yes, with a great travesty.
And I'd be like, I'm with you, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you all the way. I love you, Keanu.
Oh, man.
Somebody said Bill Nye is not a real scientist, just a Disney creation. He's basically the Miley Cyrus of science.
Yeah, that's true, guys.
Dude, somebody said if Tom had the right platform, I'd vote for him.
Exactly.
So most people say Tom Hanks. That would be crazy. So who would you go with? I mean, really? Because I can't honestly think of like a celebrity.
I know, right?
That I'd be like, yeah, man, I want you running our nation.
Oh, man.
Other than, of course, John Cena.
Yeah.
That would be so dope.
That would be pretty cool.
John Cena, man.
Kirk Cameron. See what I did there? I'm preparing for Harvest America. That's the type of things
Gosh,
that we need.
You're so dumb.
That's the kind of things that we need to start practicing. Okay,
no, we're not. Of Caleb,
course, I don't,
man.
Of course, I don't we're think not. I don't want Kirk Cameron. But when we're going to be on over 1,000 Christian radio stations, we got to start saying stuff like that. Kirk Cameron. We have
I'll
to have
say,
this topic again.
Okay, yeah,
Harvest America
we'll do
will bring it up, and I'll just be like, we'll both be like, Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron, yes.
And I'll say, you know, only because the great Charlton Heston is no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, The Ten Commandments, my favorite movie.
Can you say rest in peace?
Rest
is that okay?
In peace.
Yeah.
But there is no rest.
Mm.
Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, man, this see, nailing it.
People are going to
lose
their minds.
I feel like that was actually irreverent and might get us turned off.
People will lose their minds. They'll be flopping around like fish when I say Kirk Cameron.
Oh, dude, somebody said Chuck Norris. Somebody else said Bono if he were American. And probably one I would maybe actually agree with, Denzel Washington.
Ooh.
I mean, it's in his name.
Yeah.
Right?
He's
Mr.
a believer.
Mr. President.
He's a believer.
Yeah, I know. With a last name like Washington, he's destined for greatness.
Chris Pratt.
He could live in...
I'd want Chris Pratt. That's my choice.
I feel like he could be Speaker. Speaker of the House.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to be president?
79.
No.
I think it's like 43. 42.
Yeah, he's not...
35.
He's not in his 40s yet, is he?
Who?
Chris Pratt?
I think
he's like around our age.
Is he?
I think.
I don't know. Does anybody know how old you have to be? How old?
I think you looked it up. I thought it was like 30, late 30s or something.
The first thing that comes up is how old do you have to be to work at Target?
Ooh, how old is that?
Okay. No, dude. Oh, I was right. 35.
35. I guess
Boom!
He could.
Boom. Told you. Liam Neeson for president, somebody else said. Man, the live line blowing up. Jay Marie said, I'd vote for Tim Tebow. Matt
Tebow.
Says Gordon Ramsay or The Rock.
What?
Grace says, Darth! It's my bestie right there.
Darth?
Also vote for Pedro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Gotcha.
Does that mean we'd actually be rooting for James Earl Jones? Because technically he's just the voice.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Would it be Prowse? Because he was like actually in the costume. It'd be like, he could be president and vice president. Because you could have David Prowse, who was like in the costume, and then vice president would be James Earl Jones, because he's the one that actually says everything.
I got
Boom!
It.
Boom!
I got it.
Okay.
Bono.
Wait, I already said Bono.
Oh.
A member of the Star Army literally just said that on the live line. Somebody said Kanye and Kim for the White House. Not. And also to prepare you for Harvest America, somebody said you should have said Pat Robertson.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Writing that down, guys. No.
Somebody said I sounded more like Bane from Batman than Charlton Heston.
It's true.
Ooh, how about this? Michael Douglas, American president. Hello.
Yeah.
Although I would rather go with Kevin Kline. Have you seen Dave? I mean, have you seen Dave? Dave was a great movie. Remember Dave?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's a great movie. Somebody else said Tim Allen.
Bill Murray.
Morgan Freeman giving the State of the Union? Come on! All right. I can't believe this.
Yeah, all right. That's crazy.
Oh,
Tom
man.
Hanks, number one pick for president.
Tom Hanks, number one, guys, according to a new survey.
And then Ellen.
Can I do five random facts? Or is Morgan going to try and take
time
job?
For...
He's not here. He's not here today?
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The first time there was nudity on TV in the United States of America was 1973. The network. PBS!
You failed. I put that in there on purpose just to see if you would read that.
I did.
We are fired. We're fired.
It's a random fact, man!
They just pulled the plug on Harvest America pre-show.
Okay. No,
it's
they
gone.
Did not. It was a play. It was called Steam Bath.
You need to pre-read these things.
No. Why would I ever do that?
That was a test, man.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
You failed.
I'll read whatever you put in front of me, man.
This is a warm-up, guys. We're warming up for Harvest America.
We really are, and apparently I already failed the test. Number two, the highest point in Connecticut is on a mountain called Mount Frizzle. Faux shizzle.
Can't say that either.
Oh, man. But it's not even the peak of the mountain. That's across the border in Massachusetts. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Mount Frizzle, dog. That's where Snoop goes to his summer vacation in Connecticut. Number three. IKEA started as a mail order business that sold pencils and postcards. Now what? They give you pencils when you're going around, like, buying everything. Oh, IKEA.
Oh, IKEA.
Ugh. Have you ever been to an IKEA?
Never been.
7 hours later. Don't go, man. Don't go. Ah. But we're going to be out
there. This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts. I only got through three,
I know.
Jerk.
I know. Go ahead.
I'm going to make you go to IKEA with me.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, dude. Let's do Facebook Live. We will Facebook Live from Phoenix out at an IKEA. Just so you can, like, weird out with me.
All right.
It's really
odd. I hear they have great horse meatballs.
Yeah, don't try the meatballs.
Can we go to a Bass Pro Shop?
I mean that.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that kid who jumped in the
aquarium? Oh, yeah, yeah. You can, like, actually fish there or something,
you
right?
can jump in with all the fish and stuff. I mean, you're not allowed to, but.
We're going to, guys, if you're not already friends on Facebook, get to facebook.com/star88fm. We're going to be Facebook Live in that thing.
Heck yeah.
Like
man.
No other.
It's going to be so much fun. Watch us get fired. It'll be great. I'm so nervous, guys.
Oh, by the way. Grace chimed in. We had it wrong. Tyler Perry is actually who we're supposed to say when we're doing the harvest thing.
Oh,
Tyler Perry.
I'm writing that down.
And then Kurt Cameron maybe for VP.
Pat Robertson.
Nope, don't say that one.
Yep, I got this,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Tyler Perry.
All right.
Never seen one of his movies. Wait, I can't say that on the radio. Can't say that. I've seen them all. He's the guy that plays the grandma. Right?
No.
Isn't she a grandma?
No.
Medea?
Yes.
Isn't she a grandma?
No.
Why does she look so
old? This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Random
facts.
I still have two more.
Oh my... You still have two more?
I still have four.
Hurry it up! Okay. Holy cow!
Okay. According to this random fact, dinosaurs existed before flowers.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Scientists believe flowering plants evolved as a response to dinosaurs because plants needed protection against vegetarian dinosaurs.
Failed again, man.
I failed again. This one was
you
about evolution.
You cannot say that right. When we're on 1,000 Christian radio stations. Are you nuts? You failed again. We have a lot of work to do, guys. We have so much work to do.
And lastly, 1 pound of dimes and 1 pound of quarters are worth the same amount. Because 200 dimes weighs 1 pound and is worth $20. And's worth.
This has been today's edition of...
You're done. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I need a co-host for Phoenix.
I wasn't finished,
guys,
man.
I need a co-host for
it's
Phoenix.
It's because of my terrible healthy option burrito that my wife got me this morning. Chrissy, you're fired!
Uh-huh.
It was disgusting! It was like this healthy option quinoa... fake bacon. It was bacon.
But it's so good for you, man.
It was Kevin Bacon. It was gross.
All right. We got to take a break.
Moving out.
Yeah. What do we got? We got Charles Barkley and Shaq. They got into a huge argument.
Yeah, they did.
We have a Montana congressional candidate body slamming a reporter. You don't want to miss the audio on that. And we'll talk to the graduates out there and just give you some real life. Life hacks, I guess. 585 Live, if you'd like to text in. We'll be right back.
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O on Star 88.
Here's a quick recycling reminder from the guy at your area recycling center.
You're supposed to rinse things out, people! Rinse things out!
Thanks for recycling.
So important. Hello. Good morning.
People really want you to just look at the Facebook Live camera.
Yeah? Why?
Because it's just my mug. Trying to move my mic out.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
The way the engineers set this studio up is just ridiculous.
My bad. Shout out to Heidi who noticed I got a haircut.
Looking good, my man. Looking good.
Shout out to Dave Gatt.
712.
High today of 89 degrees. Traffic! I can't even focus, guys! I got a latte! I'm not supposed to drink coffee.
That's all right every once in a while.
Ah, it's so good. Seamus over at Sopo.
Mm. And your fancy latte.
Yeah. And this fancy, like, mug. Look at this. I'm just going to take it. It's so lovely.
Well, you can't take that.
Well, it's Seamus's, so he said I could if I really stealing, wanted to steal bro. From him. Yeah,
which yeah, but he didn't mean it.
I mean, it's only fair. He stole my heart. There's a water valve repair going on Lead Avenue West between Bryn Mawr and Girard.
That stupid water
still
valve
happening.
Repair.
God, have you ever tried to change a water valve? Huh?
Yeah.
You ever tried to do that?
No.
Can't just YouTube that one. It takes time. And city dollars. Have you ever seen them working out there? There's the dude, and he's got a shovel, and then there's three dudes staring at him going, get it!
Yeah.
Get it!
Well.
Takes a long time.
Well, I mean, they're union, so they get breaks. Is that all that's happening?
Okay. Traffic!
Thank you. Guys, you really need to go to YouTube and find this video because it'll
this
scare
is insane.
You to death.
We watched this during the break.
It'll scare you to death, and I'm not even joking around, guys. This is real life stuff.
Maybe not to death, but it's a little terrifying.
A Canadian archery hunter with a GoPro was stalking a black bear, but he waited too long to shoot, and the bear charged. Now, here's the thing. He was wearing this GoPro, so, I mean, he caught everything. This giant black bear just charging at him, and he starts the audio. I'll just play the audio.
You're dead. And that's the moment the black bear punched him in the throat.
Yeah, punched him in the throat, put him in a rear naked choke.
It was crazy.
Amazing.
He tapped, though. And the bear let him go, which is great.
And
always tap if the bear gets you in like some weird,
so
you know, just, yeah, immediately.
So
immediately.
Important. The guy only, he walked away with like a bruise on his elbow, and that's it.
What's insane about it is he seriously has a bow and arrow that looks like something you would buy at a convenience store.
Like
a
Walmart or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. But maybe not even Walmart, because Walmart actually has like a sporting goods section. I mean, like, you're at the 7-Eleven with the cheap toys.
Yeah.
It looks. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, it's crazy. You have to watch this video. If you go to YouTube and just type in a Canadian archery hunter with a GoPro was stalking a black bear. He waited too long to shoot and the bear charged.
No, that's...
You'll find the video. It's super easy, guys. Just go ahead and
Google it.
There you go.
That is not the name of that video.
You'll find it. Or just go to the trending videos and it's up there, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, bear, get out of here. So lucky, man.
Yeah.
He.
By the way, I have a confirmed report. Remember when I told you that there's a water valve main thing breakage?
You lied to us.
And it's taken a while? No.
Oh.
No. In fact, turns out I'm right. A member of the Stormy just chimed and said, hey, I did construction for a while. It's always one of two guys working. And then the supervisor, the city county and state inspectors, all watching.
Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
That's why there's one dude doing stuff. One dude holding a random yield stop sign that he kind of just, I mean, let's be real. I think he does it for fun just to, like, get people mixed up.
Sure.
What? Stop!
Okay. Yeah.
Three other people just kicking it like, yep.
Yep, that's it. Yep, yep, yep. So, yeah, we, you know, speaking of the bear video, we usually try to give you guys some good advice. And you know what? Maybe we don't give you the best advice sometimes.
Wait, what? What are you talking about? We always give great advice.
I know. You know, growing up in Montana, I've wrestled a few bears in my time. I've a few mountain lions, wolverines. I've learned a few things. And, yeah, you should make a lot of noise. If you ever come up on a bear, especially a black bear, now even grizzly bears, because I've even seen videos where people make lots of noise and they usually don't want to mess with you.
I'm sorry. Why are you doing this bit?
It's a PSA.
I mean,
I'm saving lives.
Oh, really? Does anybody remember who's been on the news before? Because
Here he goes again.
Because they actually were confronted by a bear.
Yeah.
How many people have been on the news because they actually fought a bear? Raise your hand.
Teo
in
is
studio.
The one who actually confronted the bear. You ran and peed your pants.
That is a lie.
That's exactly
what
happened.
Dirty liar.
I don't even know why you're bringing
it up. I was on the news, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's so funny about it is on the news report, you're the guy who's like, it was charging me, and I hit it in the face, and he just ran off. And
gosh,
man,
I wish Teo were here so he could corroborate the story.
Oh, he already did, though, when we talked about it. You know, he said that he was the one who pulled out his cell phone and, like, went up to the bear. And,
no,
like,
he did not.
He's like,
backed up.
You just go ahead and just sit right here, bear,
you
and
know,
then I got to take a selfie with you.
Our audience grows by the day, so let me just set the scene, guys. Can
so
I get some crazy bear attack music, please?
I guess.
Waiting. So there I was. 4:30 in the morning. This seems too light. This just seems... Thank you. Thank you.
This seems too light.
So there I was. 4:30 in the morning. Teo was living with me at the time. He is our old co-host. So we drive together. We pull up in the parking lot of Calvary Albuquerque. It's pitch black. We start walking down the stairs in the green belt, as they call it, the concourse area full of grass.
So beautiful, guys. It's so lush.
I'm walking a couple steps ahead of Teo because he's a slow walker. He's from Mississippi. Everything's slower. They, like, have this, like, southern thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something catches my eye. It's this massive black ball of something. And it's about 15 feet in front of us, which is only like 3 strides, bruh.
Just 3 strides, guys.
So I said...
You're exaggerating.
Tao! Tao! And he stops, and
that's
I stop.
That's not what happened.
Because when I said Tao, the bear looked up. And then Tao realizes, oh snap, there's a bear in front of us.
I have audio of what you were saying.
So I...
Bear! Bear!
This is Steve-O.
Stop that! Bear! Bear, stop that!
This is not me!
This is the actual, bear. Like, Teo got this.
I freeze in place because I'm like, I don't know if I run. I don't know if I'm supposed to charge it. I don't remember. I haven't seen Legends of the Fall in 7 years.
Oh, man.
What would Brad Pitt do in this situation? Tristan, I need you, man! Gosh, I love that movie so much. So... I stand in place, and all of a sudden I see Teo's shadow kind of, like, taking a step back, and I'm like, stop! Or at least that's what I think. What it really was is he pulls out his cell phone and snaps a photo of the bear, but his flash was on!
Oh, man.
So now the bear's definitely interested.
Yeah, he is mad.
And the bear takes a step, and I'm like, oh, man! So I grab my cell phone. Because we have another dear friend who gets to work that early as well, and I'm thinking, if we spook this bear and he runs towards the radio station, Steve Ryman is a tasty morsel will be eaten.
That's so true.
So I pull my phone out, and I slide it up to my ear and call him, and he's like, hello? And I'm like, Steve, there is a bear! And he's already inside the building, so he's safe. And the bear actually, because I'm talking, he's like, I can't hear you, man. I'm like, there's a bear. And when I got louder, the bear kind of, oh, and he paused.
Yeah.
And then he kind of took a step back. And then I realized, oh, this, I'm supposed to be loud. That's right. I'm going to fight for survival.
Guys,
and I seriously,
so exaggerating.
I seriously just started yelling with my crazy voice.
That's not what happened.
And walking towards the bear. And he ran. He ran around the side of the building, and I jumped into the skate park. And I left Teo alone. I'm serious. I started rushing towards the bear, and as soon as the bear got far enough ahead of me, I jumped into the skate park and was like, well, Teo's getting eaten first anyways. And then he ran around the building and went up the tree, and it took like 4 darts to the butt to get that dude down.
That's amazing.
Sadly, they probably had to kill the bear.
No,
and we got to be on the news. And it was really sad because it was a hilarious interview on the news and they cut out all my funny stuff. I really thanked Brad Pitt.
Because it wasn't accurate.
I thanked Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall for teaching me bear survival.
All right. Well.
But the, here's the thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not joking. That's a real story.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real story, guys. It's a real story.
Dex, you were patronizing me. And we, you know, earlier we were talking about Shaq and Chuck. They're going to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
We're about to fight because you're patronizing me. That's a real story. Have you ever been confronted by a bear?
Yeah, I grew up in Montana.
No, 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 no. I've never once heard you tell a bear story.
I was really? I just told you on this morning.
I was on the news.
I just told you on this morning off the air.
He's a liar.
We had a cabin up in the wilderness, and right above our cabin, there were thousands of grizzly bears. I don't know about thousands, but we'd see them all the time, man. And what I was taught growing up is that
to stop a bear from charging, take away its credit cards.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
That's actually from a Starmie member, Matt, on the live line. I mean, on Facebook Live. Thank you, Matt.
What I was taught growing up in Montana is that if I saw a black bear, you should make a lot of noise. Mountain lion, black bear, you make a lot of noise, and they usually will just, you'll scare them off. If it's a grizzly bear, you want to, I've seen videos where people are yelling and screaming, and it's actually made the grizzly bear run off. So I don't know what to do.
No,
but I was always taught that with the grizzly bear, you want to just kind of as slow as possible, move away, and just get out of there. Not run or anything, but if a bear is charging you, especially a grizzly bear, you play dead. That's what I was taught. Now, I have 5 survival myths that could get you killed right here, and I don't know because this one, number 2 on the list, was always play dead if you're attacked by a bear. Now, it doesn't say what type of bear. Again, I said,
okay, no. Here's the best bear advice. This comes from the live one.
Yes, yes.
We don't need you. You keep making stuff up and people are going to die. No. Bear advice. If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back.
See?
If it's white, well, good night.
You did.
Yeah. That's good advice, man.
Well, here it says, always play dead if you're attacked by a bear. And that's definitely a myth when it comes to, I mean, they're just saying a bear. So, yeah, if it's a brown bear or a grizzly bear, like the movie The Revenant, they say that's true. But black bears are way more common in the United States. You need to fight back if they
attack.
That's
what we did, man. So, that's what we did.
Another one on here, on the survival myths that get you killed. These are myths. You could suck the venom out of a snake bite.
Yeah, you can. I had to do that once.
It doesn't work, and it just gets bacteria into the wound. Instead, keep the bite below heart level and get to a hospital.
No, they said I had to suck out the venom.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't panic because you want to keep your heart rate low. You never suck out the venom, guys. Don't ever do that. Then you'll just suck in the poison and you'll die. Number 3, if you're lost in the woods, you need to find food. That's a myth. Don't waste your time and energy on it because you can actually survive several weeks without food.
Mm.
Finding water is a lot more important. You'll be dead in a few days if you don't. Another myth. If you break open a cactus, you can drink the water.
I do it all the time, man. There was one time I was stranded in the desert. I was left alone. Uh-huh. It started off as a game. This billionaire was like, man, we're going to drop you off somewhere, and if you get back, you're going to win the pot of gold. Oh. And I was like, I'm doing this, man. And I was surrounded by cactus. Day 7, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Kidding.
I had to rip the cactus in half, and it just flowed like wine.
It flowed like wine.
It just flowed.
Yeah. Okay.
I made all that up.
Sometimes,
but the bear thing's real.
Okay. Some types do have water in them, but it's not clean water. The chemicals in it can make you sick. Then you'll puke, and then you'll be even more dehydrated.
Oh, good.
That's actually really good to know.
That is good to know. Man, all these movies just lying to
us. Seriously.
Liars.
Number 5, if you're attacked by a shark, punch it in the nose. That's a myth? I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to box it in the nose or poke its eye out.
Well, that's what it says. You're actually better off going for its eyes or its gills.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, remember that, guys. If you're ever in the ocean and a shark is attacking you, go for the eyeballs or the gills. Don't punch it in the nose. Yeah.
Man.
I can get that.
Dude, Sandy just chimed in and said he narrowly missed hitting a bear on his motorcycle once. Barely missed him.
Barely
missed him. Now, I don't know if that was real or if he just wanted to get a joke in.
That's pretty good, guys.
Okay, that sounds terrifying.
All right, we got to go to break.
Survival tip number 7. Ask a Pastor. And we've got Sagebrush coming up next. So.
Yeah, how to survive X Camp.
Yeah, it's scary, man. Yeah. Camps these days. It was real, by the way. Sandy was telling the truth. That wasn't a joke.
Oh, good. Yeah, if you have kids and you want to maybe get them into a sweet camp, we're going to tell you about X Camp and Sagebrush when we come back.
Heck yeah.
President Trump has landed in Brussels after visiting the Vatican and meeting the Pope.
The NFL, sometimes mocked as the No Fun League, is relaxing its rules on end zone celebrations after touchdowns.
Iowa's first female governor has just been sworn in, Kim Reynolds, replacing Terry Branstad, the nation's longest-serving governor.
A new health report that's looked at dozens of studies around the world finds just one glass of wine, beer, or other alcohol a day is linked to an increased risk of breast cancer.
Previously owned home sales dropped more than 2%.
Authorities found an acre of poppy plants used in producing opium, valued at $500 million, behind a house down a dirt road near Claremont, North Carolina.
Another spring storm has inflicted some serious property damage in parts of the South.
The rating agency Moody's has downgraded its credit rating for China.
Grand jury has returned an indictment against Richard Rojas. He'd initially been charged with murder and several counts of attempted murder after a car plowed through Times Square.
Good morning, Starmy. 7:34.
High today of 89 degrees.
How's traffic?
Traffic! I couldn't speak until you said had the traffic bumper. There's actually an accident to report. Wyoming Boulevard at Indian School Road. An accident reported over there as well as on the west side. Traffic lights are working incorrectly down on Coors at 7 Bar Loop. And it's jamming everything up out there. Again, 7 Bar Loop at Coors. Traffic lights working incorrectly. So caution in that area. Treat it as a four-way stop. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Welcoming back Renee and Justin from Sagebrush.
Booyah!
Hi, guys.
Morning, guys.
Hi, morning.
Morning. Welcome back. I hate the studio so much. I have my back turned to you guys, and then I have to like turn around, and then
you can
my microphone
it.
Is...
I believe in you. You can just press buttons and man the board and all.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's just super weird, you know? Like,
it is.
Trying to talk to you guys, and I can't even look in your eyes. You know?
I feel like we don't even look at each other on the show, honestly. I don't even know why he freaks out. He doesn't give me this courtesy ever.
Well, we're used to each other. So it's been a week since we've talked to you, and I got to tell you, I'm a little upset with both of you.
Oh, dude.
The gift you brought in last week wrecked my life.
It keeps on giving. It's a gift that keeps
on
giving.
Man, Steve-O,
I was a little antsy this morning because I didn't bring it, and I was like,
He's not allowed to bring me another one. He's not allowed. You guys, he freaked out on this thing, and all day long he was just sitting there spinning it. During the show, he wasn't focused. He was just spinning it and trying to do tricks with it.
My finger turned like red. Like, seriously, just from, like, rocking tricks and stuff.
Yeah, even
like,
after the show, he just was spinning it in the halls. He was in his office.
Like, seriously, it was crazy. It felt like I played video games for 20 hours. Like, three different fingertips were just raw and red.
What does that mean? That just you were like that, you know? Does that mean...
that I look at this. I don't even need it. I'm, like, playing with it right now in my mind.
You need medication, buddy?
Fidget spinner, yo.
I'm going to hand you the one I have.
Keep you really have one?
Oh, don't do it! What are you doing to me? Look at Steve-O. He's so happy. He just wants it so bad.
They're awesome!
Yeah.
They multiply every weekend at church. You see like 100 last weekend, 200 this weekend, next weekend, every kid
gets crazy.
Oh, man. And every kid that signs up for X Camp actually is going to get one. So that's pretty huge, actually. So let's talk about X Camp because you guys were here a week ago and it's coming up, right? We're running short on time to register for it. So
we have about 2 weeks left. Registration closes on Monday. We're getting to that point. We're really excited, making sure all the details are finished. But, yeah, we have one more week to finish off. One more week. Registration closes on Monday, but we're so excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How many kids normally you guys expect for X Camp?
Oh, man, we shoot between 800 and 900 last year.
Wow.
This year we'd like to see 1,000 kids show up, just go big and see. Mm-hmm. Watch God move in a huge way.
Yeah. So for our new audience, those who weren't able to tune in at that time, talk a little bit about what X Camp is and who it's for, what they can expect.
So X Camp is for upcoming 1st through 5th graders. It's a 3-day camp at our church from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. The kids will get to do fun activities like Nerf wars, laser tag. They're going to, everybody that comes gets a fidget spinner. They'll get to hear an amazing message every day, participate in live worship. We'll feed them lunch, have some snacks, and really just have hopefully the best 3 days of their summer is what we're going for.
Yeah, that's so much fun. I remember that as a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
It's great.
Sagebrush.church/X camp. Just X camp. No, like EX. It's not a former camp. It's still a current camp. X camp.
Just X camp,
yes.
Guys.
Yes.
It's easy. So, super easy.
Boom.
Did you bring us, Renee, did you bring us gifts? Oh, I hate you.
I sure did. Okay. I brought you 3 different colors of sagebrush stickers.
Yeah.
For those brushers out there. So we have a black, silver, and white.
Beautiful.
So you guys are welcome to put these on your car.
Give me those right now. What your name? What's your name? Renee? Am I saying that right?
Renee, yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What's her name?
I was saying you keep calling on her, and then you're like pausing.
I thought I said your name wrong. I'm sorry. So we were talking about this, and Sagebrush has probably
marketed the corner on the Jesus fish.
Seriously.
It is the new Jesus fish.
Everywhere you go in this city, you will see a Sagebrush sticker. One in every 3 cars has like a Sagebrush sticker or something like
that.
Which
is pretty incredible.
It's nuts. Pastor Todd Cook has done such an incredible job. He makes you feel like you can't leave church without getting a Sagebrush sticker. Like you have to, you have to put one on your car.
We need to get him in here, man.
He won't come in here. He won't because he kicked Steve-O out. Like,
will
when
you
he was
stop
in high
sharing
school,
that so. Story? That's not true. That's actually totally
so
true.
True, man.
He was my youth pastor. And then I wasn't on campus anymore.
You're corrupting his sheep, man.
I was not corrupting his sheep. Out. Singular sheep. I was dating one of the sheep, man.
Not what I heard.
Okay?
Not what I heard.
I wish Todd were here. It's amazing. No, we were really talking about this because we had a weird question yesterday about an Insane Clown Posse listener. And you see the little hatchet guy, you know, bumper stickers everywhere. And it's kind of like it used to be that was the number one sticker in Albuquerque. Now I feel like the S has taken over, which is actually really cool. So, yeah, obviously.
Makes you feel like you're part of something really bigger than yourself. You know, there's other people out there that you see and you're like, hey, they go to my church. Or they
yeah.
go to this
yeah,
church.
But I know the real story behind the stickers.
What's the real story?
Todd talked about it years ago. He said, the reason I'm throwing these stickers out there is so when I'm driving through parking lots, I can go through and see how many of you brushers are inside the store so I can, you know, I could be on my best behavior.
No, that's not true.
That is true. You're okay. You're fine. That is a true story. He said that. See? Renee's shaking her head. Yes. So true.
Oh, man. Now, here's the thing, guys. If we hand out brusher stickers, you got to, like, represent and drive well. Now, you guys ever seen, like, the brusher driving a little cray-cray, and you're like, that dude needs to go to church.
Or take the sticker off their car.
Yeah.
One of the two.
For real. So true.
But I guess on the flip side, it's like, well, I'm glad that they attend our church because they need it.
Yeah.
You know, am I right? Am I right? We all...
Slow down a little bit. It's going to be okay.
This is why I'll hold this sticker dear to my heart, and I kind of have a fast car, and sometimes it does crazy things without my knowledge, and I just, you know, don't want to misrepresent.
Yeah, it's a good call.
People are freaking out on the lifeline. Please get Todd in studio. Oh, one of these days.
We got to make that
happen. You guys talk to Todd on the use? Do you think maybe you could just tell him that?
We could drop a little hint for him.
Drop a little hint. Tell him that we need him in studio. Todd, we need you in studio.
Well, we should just call him. That's what we should do.
Well, like on a cell phone? You got his number?
Yeah.
And you just
sure. Why don't we
do?
Just call him?
Oh, okay.
Dial him up right now. Get him on the phone.
I don't have his number.
Get him on
remember,
the number.
Remember, he kicked me out of church.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But these new kids coming in, first through fifth grade. They have a chance. The next generation. They have an opportunity. I'm so stoked for X Camp, man. Seriously.
I feel like you should be going out to these camps and talking to the kids.
About like
you were one of them, man.
I was one of them, absolutely.
You know?
I was a part of, man, well, Disciple Now was a big thing back when I was a kid here. And then, of course, Lone Tree was a big part of it as well, going through and being a part of Hoffmantown growing up. Yeah, absolutely. And Todd, youth pastor, frontline. And, dude, yeah, incredible.
You could get out there and you could juggle a little bit.
Juggle?
You know, we could bring some weights from Bear Canyon, do some CrossFit.
Are we the power team?
Sure.
No, dude. Oh, that's, no.
We
this is why
that.
Justin's doing it, not me, that's because true. You're actually speaking yeah. at X Camp.
I'm
right?
speaking at camp this year. Yeah.
Yes. We're talking.
Three fun messages. One, the first one was how God wants us to know him. He knows so much about us. And just as a kid, the more we can know about God, his character helps you throughout your whole life.
Yeah.
Also, how God wants to use you. Even we have some really cool stories we're going to share about kids that are in fourth and fifth grade that have done amazing things in their yeah. schools, their communities. Kids that are bringing Bibles to kids at their school that are calling themselves atheists. They don't even know what it means.
Whoa.
And we're going to get to share this cool story of just how a little dream started and it really evolved at camp from a boy who was in the fourth grade.
Man.
So wow. It's,
my son's graduating from fifth grade tomorrow. I hate to use the term graduating, but it seems like every year everybody's graduating mm-hmm. yeah. from something. So going into middle school this next year, and it is incredible to see because I remember being in fifth grade and like – having a crush on my teacher, and that's about it. You wow. know what I mean? Like, I don't remember being a whole lot or doing a whole lot other than the music I listened to. Mm-hmm. And now there's these kids that are like world changers at such a young age. And it's phenomenal to see. So thank you guys for cultivating that because it's obviously a big deal. So, yeah,
that's
man.
That's great.
Incredible.
Give the details again about X Camp, the date, and what's going to happen there.
So it's June 6th through 8th. And it is from 9 to 3. It also includes a lunch. Price is $100. And you could register online now today. Deadline is on Monday at midnight. So please go ahead and register. We will also have world-class acts. We have James Johnson coming in. He does the world record for holding the most people in a life-size balloon. We also have Flippin' Out Trampoline Show.
Nice.
We have tons of fun. We have a water day, so it's just going to be a blast.
That's going to be great.
You guys like virtual reality headsets, those ones, the games, you ever had to check those out?
No way!
Yes!
We're going to have 30 different headsets, different games. Yeah, it's going to be a fun day for this kid.
It's incredible, dude.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in again, you guys.
Sagebrush.church/xcamp. We posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. But again, you can just go straight to sagebrush.church and click on the xcamp. It's going to be amazing. You've got to register now because you only got a couple days to do it.
Renee, Justin, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Man.
It's Star 88. Lost in love, washed up together. Knox Hamilton, Washed Up Together. It's Star 88.
Yes, it is.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody. My favorite text that we've ever gotten on the live line is Stevie. Hey, man, I'm not trying to be mean, but your hair in the back looks messed up. One of your sides. Go back and get it faded. That might fix it. Although it might be the camera and shadows I'm looking at. Greg? Although I do appreciate you texting in. Come on, man. Really?
What's really? Hilarious is we immediately, like, you were like, I don't know, bro, it could be the lighting. So you're like taking pictures of the back of my head to show me. And it's right.
It's
like the weird
right?
light. No, oh, it's, the yeah. weird lighting is coming and hitting yeah. the side. And yeah, it's making like this weird. We need to change the lighting.
I mean,
in here.
Homie's looking out for you. I get it, but I don't know.
Trying to.
Look. I don't know. Now you're all paranoid about your hair.
I mean, I just don't want this webcam in my face.
It is 7:49.
Making my fade look funny?
Yeah, well.
High today of 89 degrees. Traffic! I just can't misrepresent my boy, Dave Gatt.
It's a beautiful haircut.
Thank you. He does good work. There's a rollover, Paseo del Norte, eastbound at Rio Grande. You can expect serious delays because, again, there is a rollover on Paseo.
Wow.
Right at Rio Grande. It's backed up all the way to Coors. It's very, very, very slow going right now. The congestion is crazy. And if that wasn't enough, right there at Coors and Seven Bar Loop, the traffic lights are out. So it's a mess on the west side right now, guys. I got 10 bucks that says we don't see DJ Bossman Dan until noon.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You should probably just go home.
We're just, yeah.
Just
yeah.
turn around,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Except the sad news is he doesn't listen to our show. So,
oh, that's right.
He so he won't be yeah. getting this alert. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
traffic.
Never apologize, Greg. Greg apologized.
Oh, look at that guy.
You don't have to apologize to me, buddy.
Well, you know,
I love you, dog.
I get he's trying to, you know, he's trying to help you out, but.
He is. Because sometimes you don't want to take it as a negative, because a negative times a negative equals a positive, Steve-O.
Mm.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. All right. Let's talk about a couple situations here. First, let's do Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Oh, man.
Inside the NBA. My favorite commentators are...
Which is weird!
Charles Barkley and Shaq.
That is so odd!
Why is that odd?
Because they don't... No, never mind.
I mean, it's odd that I like them, or it's odd that they're on Inside the NBA? What do you mean?
I keep wondering when Chuck's going to get fired.
Really?
I don't mind Shaq. You know? I give him a hard time. I like Shaq.
You are like the Charles Barkley of our show.
I need you to get out of here before
I'm serious.
Before I turn into Shaq.
Charles Barkley
and fight you to the death.
Is the one who's always saying things that's
stupid.
Yeah.
But he says dumb things. I don't say dumb things.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he sounds like he was a boxer. Like he got hit one too many times.
Steve-O,
but he didn't even
stop.
Do that. No, he makes me crazy.
Because of how he talks?
Yeah, because he says some of the dumbest things. It's like he didn't think about it. And it shined through very clearly on Inside the NBA because Shaq was talking about how important this next game is for Cleveland and how they need to shut it down. And then it got weird.
Shaq, you want to look ahead to game 5 of this series?
Another must-win for Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You don't want to mess around, Chuck. You have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must-win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once.
So I didn't know started riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. No. I got the same thing you got, and I passed you up 10 years
ago. Just letting you know. If I'd been riding on Kobe's coattails and Dwayne Wade's.
Anyway.
And Alonzo Mourning, too. I forgot about that.
Must-win for those guys. Everybody
and
knows you're a bum.
Rick Fox.
People question why you're in the Hall of Fame anyway. Bum.
I would say this, Shaq.
No, it's a must.
Why did that get so personal? We're talking about Game 5.
No, because Chuck always interrupts me. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. I'm going to punch you right in your face.
We're going to be moving some furniture. I'm going to throw one of these chicken wings at your fat. You're going to grab it like one of those birds do.
You're going to do what?
Come on, man. Quit your curly around.
Come on, man. No, come on, man.
You don't want to get on this old cheap suit Kenny got on.
So they're sitting down at the table.
That got weird, right?
And there's hot wings.
Real fast.
There's hot wings in front of these guys.
Ernie Johnson just starts eating mac and cheese because it's so uncomfortable.
It is. And I got to say, Shaq started that.
What?
Are you kidding me?
How did he start that?
Listen to the get-go. And listen to the only thing that Charles Barkley says is this. Listen.
Shaq, you want to look ahead to game 5 of this series?
Another must-win for Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You don't want to mess around, Chuck.
That's all he said.
You have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must-win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once.
Yeah, that's the only thing Charles Barkley said is, oh, my goodness.
But here's the thing.
How's that starting something?
When you deal with somebody to the level of obnoxious as Charles Barkley, kind of like, you know, you.
Uh-huh.
There's only so many times. So maybe it wasn't that it was in that moment that Chuck did that, but he's constantly interrupting. He's constantly got to chime in.
That's
when
weird.
Really it was Shaq's moment.
Sounds like
to say,
you.
But that's weird because I'm the one that's supposed to be talking right now, but you just keep talking over me.
No,
so he was probably just frustrated because Charles Barkley just has to always talk, and you know those people.
The great thing about my position is that I can actually shut his mic off and talk right over him, and nobody would even notice. Can Charles Barkley do that?
Team Shaq.
No, he can't. What? See?
Turn my mic on.
See? Different. It's way different, man. Way different.
Stephanie just chimed in and said, OMG, Steve-O, you are not the Charles Barkley of the show. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have a Charles Barkley.
You always
I'm
get
Kenny.
In trouble.
Yeah, but I'm Kenny.
What? Kenny doesn't ever say anything. He's safe. Safe Kenny.
No,
like,
he's
he never
not
says anything
he's
controversial.
Just, he's articulate, man.
Okay.
He can be controversial, if anything.
Yeah, I'm Ernie. That's just what
obviously
it is. I'm Ernie.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
Man. So somebody just chimed in and said, one time Shaq was talking about playing basketball at home, and he was trying not to step on the anthill, and Charles called it a bank skip ball court.
Yeah. Well, no doubt about it. Charles Barkley does
he
say
can be obnoxious.
Some things that. Yeah, people flip out over. But that's kind of his role. You know? That's his role.
Right!
Exactly! Huh? What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Isn't that your role? I think it is. Yeah.
Shaq was a way better basketball player than Charles Barkley. Whoa!
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. You brought that up off the air this morning.
I did bring it up off the air. And I agreed
with you at first, but now that I'm thinking about it,
we're on a basketball court and you and me are picking teams, and I'm like, I need a center. Where am I going? Am I going with Chuck or am I going with Shaq? And I got to pick one. I am picking Shaq all the way.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man, because Charles Barkley could hit the jumper. He had a great jump shot. Shaq, he couldn't shoot free throws. Towards, you know, the middle end of his career, he started to hit some, you know, he started to get a little bit better on his jump shots.
They started to do the Hack-a-Shack, and he had to start changing up the game.
He got better, but he was never like a Charles Barkley. So the only thing that Shaq has over Charles Barkley is that he's a giant. He's huge.
How can that be a disadvantage?
No, that's the only thing that he has over Charles Barkley.
I know, but you're making it seem like... No.
Then name something else. What else is there?
What do you mean, what else is there?
What else? Name another thing that Shaq has
over
Charles Barkley.
Chuck tried to throw his weight around, too. He has the same approach.
Okay, they are different. They are completely different when it comes to sizes.
And Charles Barkley only made it to the finals once with the Phoenix Suns, and they got smoked by Michael Jordan's
Exactly. Bulls. The Phoenix Suns were always terrible. Come on, man. He should have left. He should have pulled a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James and left.
By the way, my bad. You're right. Charles Barkley was not even a center. He was a forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'd still take Shaq.
No way, man. Charles Barkley. All the way.
So here's what somebody else said. Shaq was better and he was lazy. Imagine if he actually tried. I agree wholeheartedly. Barkley was always considered a power forward, not a center. Yes, I know. You're right. I apologize.
Well, you're not making your case, man.
Now, if I'm like on a basketball court and I've got Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson. Like, maybe I'd go the Admiral. Maybe I'd go the Dream. I don't know.
Yeah?
Shaq, man, yes.
Shaq? Yes. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he definitely is one of the greatest centers of all time. You're right.
Seriously.
He broke backboards, man.
He did.
Because he weighed 500 pounds.
And he was in Blue Chips starring Nick Nolte.
It's a great movie,
and
guys.
And Anthony Hardaway.
It's a great documentary.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just remember Shaq being a rookie, like with the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
His time with the Lakers, like yeah.
I hear you, man. It's good.
There's no comparison.
All right, we got to take a break.
By the way, somebody chimed in and said, I figured out you guys are actually Bert and Ernie.
Okay.
So that's us. Uh-huh. And if anything, Tam is the Charles Barkley of the show.
Take it back.
Never.
That's not.
That
no,
is true.
Tam, if you're listening, that that's is not so true. True at all.
That is so
no,
true.
No, that is not true. All right, when we come back, we have to play this audio from a Montana congressional candidate who body slammed a reporter.
This is insane.
Have you heard this yet?
I mean, it's all over the news, so how can I not see it?
Get old Montana. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Dive in. That didn't affect you at all. Man.
No.
Stone cold, man. Just stone cold this morning towards me.
Deal, bro.
I'm gonna fight today.
Man.
Are we gonna fight? Are we gonna fight?
We're not fighting. I am currently trying to
Shaq
post.
Are we and Charles Barkley this?
Trying to post a video on our Facebook page because if you missed it yesterday, our boy Teo was on the show to announce that Waverly is reuniting.
Who dat?
For an Albuquerque show. You know, one of the raddest bands
That's
on the
stabbing.
Planet. Gosh.
Calm down, man. No more lattes for you, bro.
Dude, our boy Tempe chimed in and said, this is the most caffeine Steve-O's had in a long time,
yeah.
And he's enjoying the ride. Me too, buddy. This is fantastic.
Yeah, for real, guys. So unprofessional.
I don't get to drink coffee that often. I'm not supposed to ever, according to my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It wrecked my voice, and since that's what pays the bills in daddy's life,
yeah.
I kind of need to keep that voice. Whatever.
I'm asking you to think, man. Use your hand, think.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is 8:09.
High today of 89 degrees.
Things are crazy out there, guys.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot worse, actually. A member of the Starmie chimed in and said that there are ambulances on the scene. And, man, it is stop and go. Paseo del Norte at Rio Grande, it is backed up all the way to Coors. There was a rollover. And again, ambulances on the scene and a gnarly situation out there on Paseo del Norte traveling eastbound at the river. Traffic lights are also working incorrectly. 7-bar loop at Coors. Treat that as a four-way stop. There's also an accident at the on-ramp, I-40 East at Coors, exit 155. And man, that's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update. Why you gotta pull me down? Why you gotta...
Wasn't me, bro. Down, wasn't man. Me, okay? I swear it wasn't me, okay?
Whoa! Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs. He had a big claim on Wednesday night that a Republican, Greg Gianforte, body slammed him, breaking his glasses in the process after Jacobs asked him a question about health care.
Because, you know, you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have the
act right
now.
Speak with Shane, please.
But you
don't. I'm sick and tired of you guys. Whoa. The last year you did the same thing. Get that.
Jesus.
Whoa. Get that here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You, the last guy did the same thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. You'd like me to get that? I'd also like to call the police.
Wow!
What?
And we're all sitting there going, where's the video? There isn't one.
Well, obviously. Man, do you not watch Designated Survivor? Politicians got to get on that video quick, dog. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
They talked to the person at The Guardian. They did a little something-something on the side. They, like, promised some things. And the video disappeared. Scandal.
This is crazy.
The altercation happened during an event for Gianforte, who is running for Montana's only congressional seat in a special election set for Thursday.
You think he's going to win?
This was at his campaign headquarters just south of Bozeman, Montana.
That's my neck of the woods right there.
Yeah, running for the only congressional seat. That's because the other seat was a steel chair and he took it to the back.
Oh!
Boom! That was crazy. That was...
We got to play it again,
that's
guys.
How they do in Montana, dog.
No,
excuse me, sir.
Really.
I'd like to ask you about healthcare.
Listen to the reporter, though, because he does sound like he's very intimidating, intimidated right out the gate. So listen to this.
Shaq, you want to look ahead to game five?
Sorry, wrong button.
Here,
man. Here it is.
Because, you know, you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out.
Oh.
And what you thought
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious.
You know, okay, speak with Shane, please.
But you don't.
Oh. I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last year you did the same thing.
Wow.
Get that.
Jesus.
Oh. Get that here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. You'd like me to get that? I'd also like to call the police.
It almost seems like the reporter was like knowing it, like he knew it was going to happen. He was so scared to ask the question.
Yeah. See, guys, this is why I just ask all the fluffy questions and get people to like us.
Wow.
You know, I just don't go for those crazy questions.
Is anything going to happen to this guy? Is he going to get in trouble?
Yeah, he physically accosted a reporter, bro.
No, he body slammed.
Yeah, the technical term is physically accosted.
I know, but body slamming is... I love that they put body slam.
I hate that there's not a video.
I know!
I just wanted to see, like, all the other reporters standing there
like,
with microphones.
Like, do you think he actually, like, picked up the reporter, like, picked him up, and then, like, threw him on his back, body slamming him
like
to the ground?
I would like to hope it was more like Goldberg's finisher, where he picked him up and like held him like the jackhammer, held him just upside down for like 3 seconds. You want to ask that question? And they just went back.
Man, please, there's got to be a video out there.
Yeah, like double DDT, like just need some moves, man. And then he put him in the walls of Jericho until he tapped.
Ah! Okay. Man.
Early on Thursday, the Gallatin County Sheriff's Department announced that it had charged Gianforte with misdemeanor assault, the maximum penalty of convicted, $500 fine, and 6 months in jail.
Woo!
Gonna be hard to be that congressional seat dude from prison, am I right? He's due to appear before June 7th. The reporter, a reporter, BuzzFeed News reporter, Alexis Levinson, retweeted the allegation and said that she was present at the altercation. Ben walked into a room where a local TV crew was set up for an interview with Gianforte. All of a sudden, I hear a giant crash and I see Ben's feet fly in the air as he hit the floor.
Wow.
When later asked on CNN if body slamming is a crime in Montana, they said it would be if there's an assault.
Wow.
Okay.
Come on, guys. That's I've never heard of that happening ever.
I feel like I would be the reporter. Like I would be the dude that just asks the question.
Yeah, you know get what body I mean? Slammed.
Have we ever had any like uncomfortable? Yes, Miles Teller.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Teller on our show was uncomfortable because I started asking questions about Star Wars because he was up for the role of Han Solo.
Yeah.
At the time, we didn't know he was already off of that list.
Yeah,
but do you think
Miles would have
body
slammed? If we were like, if you were right next to him asking those questions,
I brought it up like three times, kind of like that dude.
Probably would have karate chopped you in the throat.
Yeah, but I just need to know. The nerds need to know: are you in fact Han Solo? Is the Force in fact with you?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's just so crazy, man. That guy needs to get some anger management.
Liveline's going crazy.
What are they saying?
First of all, The Walls of Jericho was a chump submission. It was all about the cross face, bro.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said, I love after he slams him. He sounds like he's in such disbelief. You just body slam me, sir.
My glasses.
You broke my glasses.
Can we play it one more time?
Yes, we can.
Because you know you were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what you thought
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I just
curious.
No.
Okay, speak right with now. Shane, please.
They're going down.
Oh. Sick and tired, you guys. The last dude, you did the same thing. Get that. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. You'd like me to get that? I'd also like to call the police.
Man. Yeah, call the police, man. I hope that guy goes to jail. That is so uncalled for, man. He picked him up and body slammed him. You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can because he did. You'll just go to jail.
Does this guy have a family?
Which guy?
The nerd
with glasses?
No, the congressional guy. Okay. Greg Gianforte?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
He's running for a congressional seat.
We should look into that. Make sure the family's okay. If he can snap on a reporter like that.
Okay.
What's he doing at home?
First of all, was he a real reporter? He's from The Guardian.
Okay. Well, he's a person. He's a real, real human being.
And I mean, it's Montana. Maybe he thought it was a bear. You were just talking about how you get aggressive with bears. He got aggressive.
Yeah.
Welcome to Montana.
No.
Montana, that guy needs some fresh life.
That stuff doesn't happen.
Right?
Okay.
Am I right?
That doesn't happen.
Pastor
there.
Levi.
No.
Right. Just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Needs to go to church.
You know, this Greg guy's going to become one of his sermons.
Oh, man. Moving on. How about some good news? Okay. Speaking of rivalries.
Yes, you know you were waiting.
Okay, just kidding.
Actually, can you just keep going with it?
Just one more.
I just want to hear the body slam.
To make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out. And what you
we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I just
keep pushing.
Speak right with Shane.
Keep pushing.
Wow. I'm tired of you guys. The last dude did the same thing.
I just did a flying elbow off the second rope, though. It wasn't even top rope. I didn't even like really go for it. I apologize.
We should recreate it.
Oh my gosh!
I will pick you up and throw you in.
Wait! How come you would be that guy?
There's no way you could pick me up. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna pick you up.
I weigh 230 pounds, pure muscle.
I picked that up in my sleep.
Okay.
What?
There's no way you could body slam me.
I'm gonna body slam
you. I can pick you up with one arm and body slam you on my knee.
Oh snap!
Break your back.
Are we about to?
It's like a twig. It'd be like, it would sound like this guy's.
I'm like already looking around for things to hit you with. Okay.
It'd be like picking up this banana and just go.
Greg says, sounds like you went through a table. Seriously.
Oh man, I wish there was video. I'm glad the guy's okay, but man.
Grace reminds us, he clearly said we'll talk about that next time. I mean, let's be real.
He pushed him. He did. The reporter pushed him.
We'll talk about that next time.
And he kept going.
He kept going. You don't push people, man. When someone says, we'll talk about that next time. Yeah.
I'm serious, though. They need to look into his family, make sure they're all right.
Okay. Wow. Somebody said, I'm kind of on the side of the congressman. These reporters can be extremely obnoxious and in the way.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Reporters are getting out of control.
Now, yeah. Who cares if they're getting out of control?
What? Who cares if they're getting out of control?
Self-control. You can't body slam a reporter. You can't punch a reporter in the face.
He didn't. Oh, come on. Now you're making it seem worse. He did not lay a hand on his face.
I would
face.
Rather get punched in the face than body slammed into some furniture.
And how official is that statement that he body slammed him?
If someone,
like, was it a real body slam?
If somebody picked me up,
mm-hmm.
that's like getting spit in the face. If somebody picks me up and then throws me down and body slams me, that's yeah. almost like you just walked up to me and spit in my face.
But was the reporter into it? Because you know, like when you watch WWE and like The Rock goes for his finisher and he does the rock bottom and he jumps.
Yeah.
Like the guy always jumps.
Do you think this was like, They set this up? Do you think he's trying to get votes? Do you think people are going to vote for him now even more?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because Montana, there's a weird bunch of people.
It would have been way better if after he had body slammed him, he totally did the John Cena, like, you can't see me thing, and then, like, ran over and bounced off the rope and dropped the elbow.
It does sound like something, like a skit from WWE.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying. Gosh, that's amazing.
I can't wait to see what this does for the election. Is he out
forever?
Is he out?
No.
They won't kick him out for that?
No, dude, it was a no disqualification match. Okay. Chairs were totally acceptable.
Oh man.
You didn't hear the ding ding, like they didn't call the match.
Yeah.
So he's still the champ, man. Until that dude takes a belt, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
As the great theologian Ric Flair said, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And clearly, the reporter did not beat the man.
No.
The man body slammed him to the ground.
It's crazy.
I'm moving to Montana.
It's beautiful up there, guys. It's so beautiful. Ennis, Montana.
Moving on.
Bozeman is such a beautiful
place. Are we moving on? People are just chiming in on this.
No, man. This is a hot topic.
Because Patrice is saying, so curious, what the reporter actually did. Like, I wonder if he tried to block him. Like, he was trying to walk away, so we'll talk about right? that later. And the reporter, like, kind of blocked him yes. with his body, so he just, like, threw him to the ground.
We all have this mental picture of, like, how it was, because, I don't know, did he grab the back of his neck?
See, and that's what somebody else said. We don't know the other side of the story. We don't have video. So how do we know the reporter wasn't pushing his way in front of the guy trying to... Because this reporter...
It doesn't matter, though.
It said he walked into the room because he was preparing for a TV interview. So he's probably trying to get across to some other
place. Doesn't
matter. And this reporter blocks him.
So what? It doesn't mean you pick him up and body slam him. Good morning.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Buck.
Oh, Buck.
What do you think about this thing? This is crazy.
Well, first of all, isn't that guy your uncle?
Okay. All right. That's enough out of you. That's enough.
I swear I thought it was. I mean, the resemblance was canny. You're crazy.
Well, there's, you know, I know the population is pretty low up there, but yeah. No, my uncle doesn't live there now.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. You know what's funny about that is I think that the Montana mentality will, that guy's going to win by a landslide.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about, like, the mentality for living up there, and, I mean, I'm not knocking the place, but, I mean, it's a hard place.
So you gotta survive, man. Look at me. Yeah, man. Look at me, man. I'm a survivalist.
The guardian.
Listen, dude, you left when you were, like, 17. Come on.
That's not true at all. I was 21,
You're soft. When was the last time you held a hammer?
Gosh, it's been a while. Yeah.
Man, Buck, I miss you.
I think the last time I held a hammer, Leslie wanted the hammer or something, and I went and got it for her.
Dude, tomorrow's Friday, and we don't have Sam Swan in studio tomorrow. Buck, you should come do the show with us.
Who's in the studio?
No one!
Yeah, you want to come in?
Sam Swan's not going to be here tomorrow. Wait, sorry, Dex is shaking his head no.
He's lying.
Never mind.
He's lying, Buck. Don't listen to him.
I spoke without asking him. Never mind.
He's lying. Do you want to come in?
Steve, I've got a great story for you.
Okay.
I can always tell when Dex is trying to punk me, and I feel like this is one of those times.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
So, now, Dex, I know that your Montana roots run deep.
They
because
do.
There was a time where we actually got into, I mean, it kind of started out as funny, you know, and fun. But then, like, he got heated.
Yeah.
And we were talking about survival skills.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking on the air about, you know, we need to go live in the mountains for the weekend and just live off the land. And I was like, dude, we're not in Montana. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in Idaho. It's okay. He's like, but seriously, you have to know how to, like, live off the land. And this is something that's very important to him. So, you know, what I propose is that, you know, send you out the video camera like those TV shows. And
I like
you
it.
Know, you do.
I really? Like it.
Okay, you know what? I'll do it.
Challenge accepted.
I'm in.
I'm not. I'm going to stay home and play video games. Injustice 2 is out, and that game's just so
this
good.
This might be a Montana thing. You're it. Right, Buck, because how many times did I throw things at you in Baxter? How many times?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, fortunately, yeah. Your aim is terrible.
It's terrible.
It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I blew up a lot. It's just a temper thing. It's a survival mechanism that happens with us Montanans.
Montanans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you called Montanaans?
No, and that's no. Montanaans?
Montanaans. That's what it is. The Montanaans.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's so great.
Incredible.
Hey, you should come in tomorrow because I need a co-host. I'm going to be alone for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, my son's graduating fifth grade. I'm going to put that in quotations because, really, graduating fifth grade? Did we get these parties?
I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, you know, America's become a lot softer.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you think about it, and it's like, when are you going to go to your kids' graduation? When they're leaving elementary school, going into middle school.
And that's what's happening.
And then,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's happening. And then I don't think you go until high school, yeah. You know, until they graduate from high school.
So there's no, like, eighth grade, hey, you're going into high school graduation parties or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No,
we never had one.
I didn't have one for fifth grade either.
At that point, your kids are like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. Right. What time?
8 o'clock.
Sure.
Okay, I'll be there.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll see you then.
Booyah.
Yeah. See you later, boys.
Later,
all right,
bro.
Buddy.
Yeah.
My old co-host, Buck.
He's going to be back tomorrow. You stoked?
Heck yeah, man.
How come you shook your head no and you mouthed the word no? We're on Facebook Live now, so people can go back.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to go back and watch the footage,
Buck,
though we don't have
him.
The body slam Buck, footage from Montana,
Buck,
we do have Dex's footage.
That is a lie.
Of mouthing the words no. Words, plural. I want to talk about Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise.
When we come back, bro, we will.
Speaking of rivalries, Ice Man Maverick.
Also, 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live. If you guys have questions, get them in now. 585-LIVE, you can text them in. Or when we kick it off at 9, 338-3700. We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has landed in Brussels after visiting the Vatican and meeting the Pope.
The NFL, sometimes mocked as the No Fun League, is relaxing its rules on end zone celebrations after touchdowns.
Iowa's first female governor has just been sworn in, Kim Reynolds, replacing Terry Branstad, the nation's longest-serving governor.
A new health report that's looked at dozens of studies around the world finds just one glass of wine, beer, or other alcohol a day is linked to an increased risk of breast cancer.
Previously owned home sales dropped more than 2%.
Authorities found an acre of poppy plants used in producing opium, valued at $500 million, behind a house down a dirt road near Claremont, North Carolina.
Another spring storm has inflicted some serious property damage in parts of the South.
The rating agency Moody's has downgraded its credit rating for China.
Grand jury has returned an indictment against Richard Rojas. He'd initially been charged with murder and several counts of attempted murder after a car plowed through Times Square.
Harvest America, we'll be there June 11th. We'll be there for a few days. Actually, we're going to be broadcasting live the Morning Invasion on Friday morning. And we'll be doing the pre-show in Phoenix for Harvest America. If you live in the Phoenix area, you should come on out, University of Phoenix Stadium. If you can't make it, you can listen to us right here on Star 88. We'll be doing the pre-show. And then music from Mercy Me, Need to Breathe, Phil Wickham, Trip Lee. Special message from Greg Laurie. HarvestAmerica.com for all the details. It's 8:33.
High today of 89 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. It's still pretty bad, guys. Paseo del Norte is backed up. There was a rollover accident this morning right there. Paseo del Norte east at Rio
There's
Grande.
There's a rollover in the studio right now. Am I right?
Did you see how I tensed up? I thought you were going to body
you got
slam
so
me.
Scared.
You crazy Montanans. I just don't know, man. There's also an accident in I-40 East at Coors right there on the on-ramp. Everything else looks pretty good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Don't hurt me.
Fear me! Fear me! I got to play it one more time.
Because you know you were waiting to...
By the way, this is a Republican candidate. He's in Montana. His name's Greg Gianforte. Is that his name? Gianforte? And he was talking to a reporter, and this poor reporter just tried to ask him a question, and he picked him up and body slammed him.
Because you know you were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill, and it just came out.
And what you thought we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
okay,
have to
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But
okay.
No.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last dude you did the same thing. Get that. Get that. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You, the last guy did the same thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. You'd like me to get that? I'd also like to call the police.
Poor guy. Poor guy. It almost seems like the guy knew it was coming.
I mean, they've had a feud in the past. You should have seen the promo before. It was like, I'm going to take that dude downtown to Chinatown. And they were like, sir, we're in Montana. Uh-huh. There is no Chinatown here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll just see. I'll see myself out.
Yep.
It's been good.
Yeah, right. We won't be in Phoenix. Woo! We won't even make it to Phoenix, guys.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
People are freaking out, though. People are freaking out. It is the number one story on, everywhere.
Yeah, in the country right now.
Cited for assault. Newspapers decided to pull his endorsement. But good news is he's got a new running mate. John Cena!
No.
No, and John Cena would not be down for that.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. It really is so wrong what he did. But you never know, man. This could be good. I don't know. It could be good for him.
He is charged with misdemeanor assault.
Yeah. There's no way it's good for him, no matter what. There's no way. There's no way. No. None of us in Montana are going to say, okay, we're going to vote for that guy because he picked up a reporter and body slammed him.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Oh, snap. Speaking of rivalries.
Oh, man.
Ice.
One of the greatest.
Man. Val Kilmer. And Tom Cruise. We're talking Top Gun, y'all. Or are we talking Top Gun 2?
You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh! Val Kilmer on his Instagram posted a photo of him wearing a t-shirt.
Gosh, man, he looks
of
terrible.
Himself.
Oh.
As Iceman.
He looks awful, Steve-O.
I want this t-shirt because it says cool as ice. And it's Iceman from Top Gun. He said, friends said it's official. Top Gun 2 announced today. I'm ready, Tom. Still got my Top Gun plaque.
Oh, no.
Still got the moves. Still got it.
No.
Yes!
He doesn't look anything like...
You cannot do Top Gun without Iceman.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Are they going to... I don't want to say it, but are they going to write him in as like a guy who... Get
guy
sick.
Who,
oh,
wow.
Say
I'm going to body slam you. It's happening.
But he looks terrible.
He doesn't look terrible.
Well, yeah, he
doesn't
had cancer,
look that
right?
bad. Yeah, he recently had cancer.
He had throat cancer, right?
Yeah.
There's no way. Can he even talk again? Because he couldn't talk before.
His throat is getting better, you jerk.
Well, I don't know. Is he going to be better in time?
You know what? Not everybody can have weird Scientology blood like Tom Cruise, okay?
Okay, well...
Listen, just because he looks like he's still 29.
Listen, I'm all about Val being there. Val is one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
He is. And I hate that he fell off the face of the earth and his career just took a nosedive.
Whatever.
He was in there like a nosedive, like an F-14 Tomcat nosedive.
Okay. Gosh. Didn't even catch it. Wasn't he the bad guy in MacGruber?
Oh, my gosh. That was so awful, guys.
I didn't see it. Oh, man.
I hope he, I hope he's in it, but will he... Will he make the show, the movie better? I don't know.
Somebody said, I'm just going to step out and be ready to be disappointed. You cannot beat the original. Goose is gone. Iceman is old. Viper is, well, you know. Yeah. Man!
You can be my wingman anytime.
One of the greatest movies of our time.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, a member of the Starmie said that Caffeine Steve-O is their favorite. Thank you. And also with you.
Mm.
Huh? I'm ready for it, man.
What?
I'm ready for Top Gun 2 with Val Kilmer.
Scared me, man. I thought you were going to hit me.
It's because I looked at you?
Yeah, you like
we're not
raised,
used to looking at each
like
other in studio,
you raised your hand
guys.
At me like you were going to
no,
punch
No, I
me.
Just, I was, caffeine.
That's weird. Steve-O okay. on his coffee.
I'm excited right now, guys. Growing up, I wanted to be... Like Mike. I wanna be like Mike. Were you a Michael Jordan fan?
Heck yeah, man.
Would you
He's
say
the greatest
MJ,
basketball
number 23
player of all time?
Of all time. His birthday is February 17th. He is the greatest NBA superstar, possibly
greatest
athlete ever.
The
I'm
greatest.
Just dribbling between my legs
That's
right now.
Right,
Look at
man.
This. Boom!
That's right.
Boom! MJ! How much would you pay for a smelly 33-year-old pair of shoes? Huh?
Michael Jordan's?
What if they were owned by MJ?
$1 million.
What if they were autographed?
$2 million.
And what if they were from the 1984 Olympics Dream Team?
$1 billion! That's what I'm saying!
Actually, 84 wasn't Dream Team. 84 was like, that was right after...
Yeah, Dream Team was like 91.
That was right after college, actually, because he was a draft pick in 84. So, that was like when he was North Carolina kid. Well... The shoes are currently up for auction. They're size 13. They're considered in great condition, especially after taking into account the age and the wear and tear of the actual game use. To make them even more rare, they're Converse. Shortly after the Olympics, Jordan signed with his legendary MJ Air Jordan Nike deal.
Dang, man.
Yeah, dude. He wore Converse. The 1984 Olympics went down the summer before he made his NBA debut with the Chicago Bulls. He led the team in scoring, 17.1 points per game. U.S. won the gold medal with Spain taking the silver. And they're currently at $100,000.
Wow. That's cool, man.
Okay. You know what? Oh!
That's cool.
I'm calling somebody right now because they have offended me.
Really? Why? Wow, man, you are,
they are
jacked
dumb.
Up right now.
I am jacked up.
Dude,
you don't.
No
you
more
don't
lattes
smir-
for this guy.
You
oh,
shut
no.
up, lady.
Whoa, calm down. Steve-O took a swing at me and I dodged it.
I'm so glad we're on the webcam and on Facebook Live so you can't lie anymore. Oh, lady, you better let me talk to this dude.
He is all riled up.
I'm fired
guys.
Up, man.
I'm kind of nervous right now. Who are you calling?
Hello.
Hey, dumb.
Oh.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, definitely have the right number. This is Stephen Christian, former frontman of the band Amberlin, and dummy when it comes to the NBA.
That's right. I had no idea he was doing this, by the way.
What are you even referring to? I mean, you're the one who's like airing your grievances and trying to like relive your childhood by saying Michael Jordan's better than LeBron James.
I simply stated that MJ is quite possibly the greatest NBA superstar of all time.
Can you back up?
And Dumbledore over here, with his Harry Potter wizardry magic, sent me a spell on my phone that said LeBron is better than MJ. And
hang up
I
on him.
Lost it.
You're not allowed
my
to be on
mind.
The show anymore.
No, I would like to hear your argument, Stephen Christian, NBA analyst and former frontman of a good band.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Go ahead.
That's absolutely, you know, statistically, let's lay it out on the line. Let's say you have a first round draft pick of all time NBA. It has to be LeBron. It cannot be Michael Jordan. LeBron makes any team that he is on better. For instance, when LeBron left Cleveland originally to go to Miami, his team was in the playoffs, right? When he went to Miami, Cleveland became the worst, had the worst record in the NBA the next year. When Michael Jordan retired for his first time, the Bulls went on to still go to the playoffs with Scottie Pippen, with that fleet of amazing players. He had like a dream team before you know, made up teams.
Michael Jordan made them into a dream team.
Warriors. He was surrounded by the Golden State Warriors.
Oh my God.
Far before. Yeah. LeBron goes to any team. LeBron has been to the playoffs 7 years in a row. Whatever team he is on will take you to the playoffs. Michael Jordan is absolutely selfish, too. He'll ball hog your team to death.
Oh, my gosh.
LeBron understands leadership, and he'll pass the ball around. He'll give it to everybody. If he's having an off night, he knows Kyrie's on. Like, he's just going to throw it right there. He is a leader of leaders.
Uh-huh. I can't even believe this. I have lost that love and feeling.
Okay, here, you know what's going to separate
me
here?
Hey, when Michael Jordan went to the Wizards, did they make it to the playoffs? I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how old was he? Okay, well, I guess he was probably younger than LeBron now, I guess.
Oh, yeah. But see, LeBron goes to a team, and they just immediately are in the playoffs. They're immediately a contender for the title, and Michael Jordan cannot say that.
What about this category? Because we're looking at the stats. For LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and a very dear friend and member of the Starmy listening in Brooklyn, shout out to Thigpen, said, you gotta check out this stat. LeBron is absolutely destroying MJ in this one category. Flops! Am I right?
Yeah, he's a flopper. Flops! How about that?
He's a flopper!
Yeah. Okay, let me just tell you right now, okay? Let's look at championships, alright? LeBron, he has three. Okay? Michael Jordan has six. Alright?
Great. That means Michael Jordan has been consistently on a better team than LeBron.
Or he made everyone around him better.
Thank you, Steve-O. That's exactly right.
Or he made everyone around him better.
Ugh.
All right. I'm saying better player, not better team. If you want to talk about the Bulls.
Dude, the Cavs have a great team. The Cavs have a great team. What are you talking about? You can compare that to the Bulls.
How did this happen? Steven, I love you, man.
All right. How many times has... okay, hold on. How many MVPs has LeBron won?
17.
No.
Oh, I was way off.
Only three.
No, four.
I think it's three.
Four. Okay. Michael Jordan, five. Okay.
But LeBron James isn't even done yet. No, he's not even done.
He's not going to get MVP, bro. He's not going to get MVP.
He's not even in the running for the MVP this year.
He's not.
He should be.
Okay.
He just got snubbed.
No, he shouldn't have. He had a terrible season. He started playing good when the playoffs started.
Terrible season, man. He's putting up like incredible numbers. You mean terrible season for LeBron James standard? You have to clarify.
Let's talk about defense. How many times has LeBron been all defensive first team?
This isn't fair because
five times.
Hey, to be fair, I gotta say, Stefan, you're probably not in front of Google like my dear friend Dex is here. Dex is getting all the stats straight.
Michael Jordan, nine times defensive first
team. How many times was MJ carried off the court crying? How many times?
Zero.
Zero times. Zero times carried off the court crying.
LeBron, 53 times.
Shout out to the Star Maker for helping me with these. So
you have a fleet of people texting you like
no
come back.
Okay, how about Steele's leader? Steele's?
I agree with Steven on this. It's not fair. You're the guy in Montana that's body slamming my friend. Lay off his glasses.
Whatever, guys.
Lay off his glasses. Although somebody did
body
chime in and say LeBron facing the East in the 2010s is way different than MJ facing the East in the 90s, and I definitely agree with that. The NBA was so dude. The NBA was so much more, I don't want to say all around better, but just the level of competition was much different in the 90s than it is now.
Mm-hmm, they were better.
You've got
players.
Like one or two superstar teams. Everybody's going
so how can
there.
You, how can you, then you just, you, everything you said oh, is hogwash.
Not,
what are you talking about?
All right. If players were better back in the 90s with Michael Jordan. Okay, I'm looking
I'm
at stats right now.
I'm saying players on his team were better.
I'm going to put it to rest. I got to put it to rest. I got to put it because you guys are going to keep fighting. I got two words to summarize everything. This is the end. Space Jam. Thank you. Space Jam.
They both were in Space Jam.
Space Jam.
I'm at a red light, so I got a chance to Google something real fast. and I see it. Michael does crush him in one category. That's awkward mustache. Crush it.
Yeah. Do you realize?
You win. You win. You win.
Yeah. You realize LeBron has fake hair, right? He has hair plugs. You realize that, right? You just made fun of his mustache.
The Limeline is going crazy.
Unbelievable. This is a hot debate, man. There's no way that LeBron will ever be better than Michael
Jordan.
And
how about this? Here's a great point from the Starmies. Somebody chimed and said, how many people do you know named LeBron versus how many people you know named Michael?
That's so true.
Everyone is named after Michael Jordan.
Everybody is.
Nope. That's it.
How many Jordans have been sold compared to LeBron James shoes? Is that what you call them? Like LeBron James shoes?
That's not even a dude.
Yeah.
No, he's the greatest global marketing athlete of all time.
Yeah, because he's the greatest athlete of all time.
That's indicative of being a better player.
Defense is weak sauce now. There's no defense in the league. It's all flash.
He came back from a 1-3 deficit against a dream team last year.
I will give you that. I will absolutely give you that.
Mental toughness.
I will give you that.
I'll give you that, too.
That's good.
No doubt about it.
That was impressive. I give LeBron respect.
But you were talking about assists and how LeBron is like, oh, he's not a ball hog. I'm looking at the stats right now. And LeBron is just a little bit ahead with 7,461 assists compared to 5,633 assists. That's not a whole lot.
That's a lot.
Not really.
You're taking an entire career. I'm saying LeBron's not done yet. You're factoring in the Wizards, whatever Wizards years of Michael Jordan. I'm saying he's got a couple more years to play, and then when he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm retiring and never coming back to a weird, awkward team." Then we'll put the stats next to each other.
Speaking of awkward, I kind of feel bad saying this, but this is true. A moment ago, Dex made a point. I feel like the moderator here. A moment ago, Dex made a point about LeBron James and having hair plugs. And if anything, that's not fair because Steven has such great hair, as do I. And you made fun of a balding man and you yourself are balding.
That's not nice.
Point to Steven.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's got great hair.
Yeah, he does.
He's got great hair.
It's beautiful hair.
Yeah, at least MJ just owned it and shaved his head.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
So,
yeah.
That's true.
And they're remaking Space Jam now with LeBron. So it's like, is he wanting to be better? Or is he just riding coattails? You know?
You're right. LeBron is an incredible athlete. He's one of the greatest basketball players of our time. One of them.
Somebody on the live line wants to know how come we can talk about basketball for like 15 minutes, but we talk comics for 2 minutes and we have to go.
Well. You know
Touché.
Why. You know why?
Because people are actually interested in basketball.
It's true, man. Liveline's been blowing up like crazy.
Yeah, the Liveline's going crazy, actually.
Yeah.
So,
it's a hot debate.
Absolutely, kid.
There you go.
It's fun, man. It's a fun... You know, people dog like Kevin Durant going to Golden State. But honestly, if LeBron pulls this off, which honestly I don't think he can, but you know, but if he does, man, I don't think Jordan has ever got went up against a team like that. That is a nutty team.
Yeah,
that's just so stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if he can do it, man, props to LeBron. And I think time will tell who's better. I'm just saying, I don't know. Man,
somebody said LeBron is past his prime.
I pay more attention to basketball now than I did in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing I'm opposite.
Back to life girls and...
Well, let's what'd you say?
What?
Let's think of a bet, all right? I'm a Warriors guy. You're obviously a LeBron guy, so let's think of a bet.
I get Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
Oh, gosh.
Think of a bet. We'll throw down next week.
I don't even want to. I can't even. Yes. You got to come in next week when the finals are set, when it's definitely going to be LeBron James versus the Warriors. Although, Steven, I will say I am team LeBron in that regard. I hate.
Really?
Golden State.
Whatever.
Listen, Steve-O, here's a case in point. What you just literally made my argument.
Yeah.
You won it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
right.
said LeBron James versus the Warriors.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
What about Irving, man? Irving is almost a better player than LeBron James. He's been playing better than LeBron. Playoff wise, he has. Did you see his last game?
Never mind. I'm sorry, Steven. I apologize.
Over 40 points.
Dex is killing himself with these
arguments. Irving had over 40 points. Are you kidding me? He's playing better than LeBron in the playoffs.
LeBron was unselfish. Kyrie's on fire.
Oh my gosh. Somebody punch me.
Okay. Well, thankfully, we're almost out of time.
I'm the only one that watches. So,
somebody said too much jock, not enough Spock. Am I right? Live long and prosper. We'll do some nerd talk, but not today because we got Shock Therapy Live. I'm sorry.
Fired up, guys.
All right. There you go. Somebody else said Comics Corner.
Fire.
Somebody said, Steve, I might need to talk for 30 minutes for nerd talk. Dex can eat a burrito and tune out. Let it be.
Captain America is a traitor.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
More like Captain America, am I right? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you. Love you.
Hang up on yourself. Go. Okay. Just leave. Go. Just leave.
You can't hang up on a rock star like that.
Oh, he's no rock star in my heart anymore.
I can't believe you just hung up on him.
He's no rock star in my heart anymore.
Okay. Okay, how about this? On the live line, people are chiming in with bets. A bet for Steven and Dex. Loser has to work their radio shift, as well as the winners without the overtime. No, that's a dumb bet.
I'm already on his show.
Yesterday, you guys were like rocking promos for his weekend show this weekend, and I took a picture outside the studio because I was like, cool, sweet invite.
I forgot to tell you that
sweet
I'm a
invite.
Part of the show on the weekends.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
It's the Steven and Dex
show. You
guys
were like recording promos for it, and I was like, oh.
It's the Dex and Steven show.
Well, that's cool.
Sorry, man. This is awkward, I know. It's awkward.
Somebody said we need to continue this discussion on Shock Therapy Live and let Pastor Nate come in and mediate the whole thing.
Oof.
LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, who's the greatest?
I honestly think that Nate would say Michael Jordan.
And we had people chiming in during that, and somebody actually said they say Westbrook is better than both.
I hate that listener right now.
Another friend from Houston chimed in and said that he would take Hakeem the Dream all before both of them.
Hakeem Olajuwon?
Somebody said that you probably win this argument because you're literally the only person who watches the NBA because the NBA is broken and stupid, and you have to say the words Michael Jordan for people to care enough to say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Not anymore, man. You talk to kids about Michael Jordan, and it's not Michael Jordan anymore. It's LeBron James.
That's because they're kids, man. You're talking about a generation.
I know. I'm just saying, though. The kids now that watch NBA, it's not about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Because they didn't grow up watching like we did.
Ooh, let's talk about Dark Universe. Oh, my gosh, I would love that. Loser eats a ghost pepper, says one.
I'm not going down that road again.
Loser has to watch the finals.
What? Get out of here.
Like all of them in its entirety. In its boring, boring entirety. I say that, but I'm totally gonna watch the finals just so I can root against your team.
Whatever.
Your team. You grew up a Bulls fan, you traitor.
Yeah, no more. I'm a Warriors fan now. Ugh. And Celtics fan.
Thanks, man. Somebody just chimed in all caps Manu Ginobili, and I just blocked him. So, cool.
Good job.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Although,
to me, the Spurs were one of those teams that always had, you know, like Tony Parker, Tim Duncan. They had this crazy good team.
Yeah. Ginobili might have, I don't know if he announced his retirement, but they were talking about that might have been his last game.
No, it was. Yeah. He's done. He's done. So, all that because I talked about a pair of shoes.
Well, you know, I mean, when you throw out something like that, I mean, that's like just throw, that's like walking up to me, pulling out a handkerchief and slapping me across the face.
Salvador just chimed in and said, can we please talk comics? Who cares about basketball? We talked basketball for 20 minutes and we're about to do Shock Therapy Live. So, how about a 2-minute nerd talk?
I guess, man. I guess.
It's
Nerd Talk.
Welcome to
Someone's
Nerd Talk.
I am
your host,
Steven.
We're really excited for you. We've got about 70 seconds until we have to go do Shock
Therapy. I'm a nerd.
Live. That's right. A Lucasfilm exec said that Star Wars 9 would have been a Princess Leia-focused movie if Carrie Fisher hadn't died. The story would have been centered around her, and that breaks my heart because we'll never get that. Because obviously the first one was really centered around Han and the new cast, but it was mostly Han-centric. This next one, obviously, going to be Luke's, and they wanted Episode 9 to be centered around Princess Leia. Unfortunately, that's not happening. New trailer out for Spider-Man Homecoming, and a lot of people are actually complaining!
I know! What is this?
I'm with the people, actually. What?
Seriously?
The spider suit is a little too high-tech.
You guys are so nerdy.
I kind of agree.
You guys are so nerdy.
That's not Spider-Man, bro! He's a kid!
Nerd alert!
And now he's got this, like, Iron Man suit with, like,
yeah, it's sweet.
AI inside of the suit, and it's just too much. Go watch a trailer and tell me I'm right.
Looks awesome.
Cool, man. Glad we got to get that nerd talking for 80 seconds. I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm so excited for that.
Okay.
All right, when we come back, Shock Therapy Live, if you have any questions for Pastor Nate Heitzik, 585-LIVE, you can text him in, 505-585-LIVE. You can email us, studio@star88.fm.
Great bet right here. The loser has to give Steve-O three Frappuccinos, take him to the mall, and try not to lose him.
No. No.
I'm gay.
Never. No.
All day.
Never. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion brings you Shock Therapy Live, featuring Pastor Nate Heitzig. Call now, 338-3700, or email us at studio@star88.fm.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Nate. There's your sweet intro.
Thanks so much. It was, it made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, more professional, maybe?
Yeah, more professional. Kind of like Michael Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew it. I knew I could count on you, buddy. I knew it. Good morning, everybody.
So where do both of you guys fall on this? I just heard briefly, and obviously I know Steven likes LeBron more.
Yep.
You like Jordan. Steve-O, where do you fall on all of it?
Dude, MJ's the reason I even cared about sports, I think, when I was a kid. Mm-hmm, Michael Jordan was the greatest. And I get it. Like, he did have a great team around him. Scottie Pippen, BJ Armstrong.
Great.
Yeah, dude. Paxson. So, yeah, I get it. But I grew up a Bulls fan. I loved Michael Jordan. But then you got to take into account, and at that time period, you also had, like, man, superstars on, it seemed like every team had that one centerpiece. So it was like Dominique Wilkins or Clyde the Glide Drexler or Hakeem Olajuwon or David Robinson, and it was a different league to me.
Exactly. And so that's part of, by the way, that's part of why I think that Steven might be onto something here. And hear me out on this. So that was in a time where there were basketball players and then there were basketball players.
Yeah, man.
And you had those guys who shined on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the slam dunk contest, it's gotten crazier and crazier every single year because basketball as a whole, the players just as a whole are getting better.
Mm.
So to have somebody shine and come out from the pack in today's basketball that's harder to do because all the players today are better than they were.
Better athletes.
You know, 20 years ago. Better athletes. The training's different. And so the teams in general aren't the teams of yesteryear. And somebody to come through the ranks and shine above that pack, imagine what that person would have been on a team of 20 years ago.
Would you call that a form of evolution?
Okay. It's shock therapy.
Basketball evolution.
There you go. Yeah, it is shock therapy.
It's microevolution. It's different.
Here's the reality of my bigger thing is, why does anyone care?
Which is hilarious. Most people were just chiming in going, can we talk about comic books or anything else? Because this is sports.
Well, yeah, if you're not into sports or basketball, I get it. But anyways, it's Shock Therapy Live, and it's an hour with Pastor Nate Heitzig, where you get to just send in your questions, anything you want to ask.
By the way, somebody said that was a great intro.
Thank you.
Great intro to the show.
It was a good intro.
Thank you. I made that.
It was a good intro.
About a year ago, I made that.
I remember that.
Yeah. I got more intros if you
want. You got more intros?
Yeah.
How many intros do you have?
17.
Well, you know, I made a couple for you just so, I mean,
I'm
you
excited.
Can pick
I think
one
this one's
going to
be the most professional, the next one.
Okay.
And I.
Yeah.
I need shock therapy.
I think I remember this one from last week.
Whoa.
Tam, everybody.
Is that Tam?
Is that Tam?
So you
got your name in there and everything.
So so it's possible for her to sing bad if she wants to.
If she wants to.
If she wants to, she can sing bad.
I feel like she still kind of nailed that.
It's like, I can only sing bad if I want to. I can't sing good. Like, that's not an option for me. But she could do
Tam
both.
Tam can do whatever she wants. She is an angel.
We could do that one.
Is it hot in here?
It's so warm!
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I got a sticker for you for your car today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here you go. Oh. There you go, man. It's for you. It's for you.
Why are you doing this?
Because, man, can we put that in the studio?
Steve-O just handed Nate Heitzig a Sagebrush sticker.
Yeah, they came in earlier this morning. That's what I know. I'm saying that because that is when I feel like that's when it got hot in here. Because there were like four people in studio and everybody's talking and it was like
Nate's leaving the studio.
Wait,
now.
Why are you are you going to put it on your car right now? Where are you going? No!
Oh!
No!
Nate just got up and put it on Steve-O's water bottle.
That's fine.
This
you know what? I'm gonna sport this water bottle with pride, and then when people are like, what are you doing? I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, Nate put it on my water bottle and told me like I should probably just be there. And I was like, oh, and I've just kept it ever since.
Yeah, because I'm so inclusive and godly.
I like that. That's good. Speaking of, where's Dustin from Copper Point?
I think I need duct tape. Does he have duct tape? I think I might need to duct tape Steve-O's mouth shut.
He's been...
That's what everybody over the past 10 years has said.
Well,
He had coffee this morning. And he doesn't drink coffee anymore.
You don't drink coffee anymore,
Steve-O?
He turns
into a different person.
No, I can't, dude. Acid reflux like wrecked my throat. And remember when I was going through all that crazy throat stuff? So I had to give up acidic stuff. I had to give up caffeine for the most part.
Sounds
so
like something a weak person would say.
Nate Heitzig, everybody. Nate Heitzig.
I'm gonna freaking body slam you, man.
All right, let me balance things out here for a second. Let me finish.
Listener discretion, because people are
duct
like,
tape, please. Okay, Daniel, duct tape. Can you bring it in?
No, I haven't shaved. It'd like hurt when I rip it off at the end.
505-585 live. If you want to text into the show, or I know we already have some questions.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, but, did we already do our disclaimer?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Shock Therapy Live is a mature content show. We get questions about, man, anything and every aspect of life. And so, and nothing is off base. Nothing is, can be off topic, because
nothing's off limits.
Yeah. Nothing is off limits. We want to be unshockable listeners for you, because there's some real stuff that goes down in our life. Is messy, man.
Dude,
I was talking to a friend about this just last night, who's just going through some crazy stuff and, you know, wanting peace in their life and joy and hope and finding that through Christ. And yet their life, man, some crazy circumstances beyond their control, and they're just going through life right
now. And all that to say, we're going to talk about it. So if there's topics you don't want your kids to hear, then we encourage you to either A, have a conversation with them right now that says, hey, if you have any questions, you can talk to me after the show.
Yeah.
Or B, change the channel. Or C, earmuffs.
There you go.
Or D, a massive amount of duct tape. You could duct tape their head.
Yeah. Boom. I like it.
Don't do that, though, because you might get called by child services.
That's very, very true, and that's bad.
No, but it is. You know, Steve, when we talk about this, there's so many topics that are important to discuss, but people are scared to talk about it in the church. I just taught last night at Calvary, and there's this false idea that when you come to church, you got to put a mask on, you got to pretend like your problems are gone, you got to pretend like everything's okay. And what's sad about that, if there's one place that you should feel you can take your mask off, if there's one place that you should feel like it's okay to hurt, that's the church. The church is the one place that you should be able to be authentic.
I like that picture of it being a hospital, you know, for the sick. And when we go to a hospital, do we hide up all of our, you know, our injuries, you know, to the doctor? We don't do that.
You got to be real. And so our hope is that this show can be a place where you can talk about things that you have felt ashamed of, you felt embarrassed of, you haven't wanted to talk to your pastor about, and that hopefully this would bridge a gap to where it's easier to go talk to your pastor after this show. A lot of times we're going to recommend that you talk to your pastor and that you get some counseling out of this show, but hopefully it'll make it easier when you do that because you've talked about it with somebody else.
Man. All right. Question time. Are we ready to dig into this? Because let's be real. I mean, as we talk about going to our pastors, going to those places, this friend I was talking to last night, man, going through the ringer in the middle of some stuff, and they said they just don't even, you know, they're not in ministry, but they had been involved in volunteering in ministry and hadn't been in a few weeks because they said due to the circumstances of their life, they just feel like they have no one to talk to because the first people that kind of shunned them, if you will, over the circumstances of their marriage were people in the church, you know, because it's like, oh, well, biblically, you know. And so this is why we have the show. Chime in please.
You can be completely
anonymous.
Keep it anonymous,
because sometimes you can't just go to the leadership at your church, you know, because of some weird fears.
Sometimes your issues might be with your leadership at your church. We've had a lot of questions that people have asked and said, hey, there's this guy I know, he serves, he's doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, do I have a responsibility to talk to leadership? So there is an awkward situation here. And again, we're going to take the email questions, but we always take phone questions first. So if you really want a question answered, you don't want to wait a couple weeks, your best bet's to call in. And we would love to answer your question. What's the phone number, Steve-O?
It's 505-338-3700.
Nate, that's my job.
I was so excited when he said that. 338-3700.
Nate, I'm Maverick.
You're the steward of the phone.
He's not allowed.
Goose says, are you the Gandalf of the phone?
Goose doesn't get to say that. Yeah,
seriously, that's the rule of the show.
That's the first time
Nate.
In like a year I've been allowed to say the phone number.
We should listen to the show.
Hey, Steve-O, what's the phone number? One more time?
Yeah, that's
338-3700. Again, that's 338-3700. Thank you. I'll start your mic off, too. Yep. I will.
There we go.
I'll do it.
Hey, Nate, what's the phone number? 338-3700.
I got it.
You can also chime in like our precious Starmy, man. We had a few people chiming in on email. That's studio@star88.fm. And here's the first one. My wife and I are friends with a couple that has been dating for 6 years. 6 years, man? Really? Poop or get off the pot, am I right?
Whoa.
6 years? Like it, then you better put a ring on it. Yeah, dude. Like it, okay, sorry. The guy is interested in moving things forward, but the girl's not ready to take that step. Ah, I should have read the second line. They have broken up before, but they end up back together. They're both Christians and attend our church. We get the feeling that he's not what she expects of a Christian man she would marry. They're not living together or anything. They don't seem to have any interest in doing so before marriage. Here's where it gets interesting, though. There's a young man at our church who has expressed some interest in the girl of the couple. It is of no consequence to him that she is in a serious long-term relationship. The young man has come a long way in his faith and behavior, but he has a history of making poor decisions with women. In fact, he's been counseled by numerous people to not focus on women for a while. Despite these factors, the young man asked the girl to lunch this past weekend. He picked her up at her apartment. Her boyfriend was not around. In fact, we think he was out of town. No other mutual friends were even invited. We only know about this because the young man is living with my wife's sister and her husband. We also know that at the lunch, she spoke to him about her relationship and how she doesn't really want to commit. The question I have is this. Should we say something to either one of them or the boyfriend about this? My wife is wondering how inappropriate the situation is. She's a lot more scandalized by it than most people. We love your show. Thankful for the sage advice. Signed, a concerned married couple with too much time on their hands from Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
Oh, Buccaneers.
Okay, I like that at least they admitted a concerned married couple with a little bit too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
I mean, this feels like an episode of the OC or something. Right. This is just like, this is weird. Like, I just picture them looking out their windows like, oh, did you see that? He's like, oh, the boyfriend's not home. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is it a concern? She's got a boyfriend they've been dating for 6 years.
Okay. Here's
the
thing.
She went to lunch with another dude.
Is it a concern?
Okay.
They're not married. It's not like this is going to cause infidelity
in the relationship. They have been dating longer than some marriages I know. Are you kidding? 6 years?
Yeah, but obviously they've been dating for 6 years and there's no ring on that finger. There's something up.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
Dude,
so that dude's sneaking in.
My wife was in a long-term relationship with a boyfriend when I first met her.
This is why you're giving this advice. So you feel better about yourself.
This is, you want
snake?
This is a little snake.
You were a snake.
But hold on. It wasn't a godly relationship. The guy didn't have a serious relationship with God. Mm. And my question that I asked for my mom is, I said, hey, what's up with that girl, Janae? Because she was getting ready to move to town. She said, well, she's got a boyfriend. And my response was, there ain't no ring, there ain't no thing. I'm going to date that girl.
Take it to the hotel.
Pastor Nate, everyone. Pastor Nate.
And now she's my lovely wife. We've got two kids.
You stole her, man.
I saved her. Oh. I saved her.
I love that.
I saved her from that relationship. Honestly, my recommendation is keep your nose out of other people's business. You know, they're not married. There's nothing, as far as like a sinful thing that's going to come from this relationship unless they start sleeping together. If they start doing that, then maybe there's precedence for getting involved. But I don't think you should get involved in other people's business unless it concerns you and it affects you. If these people were in leadership at the church and you were concerned about their leadership role in the church, okay, great. Maybe go talk to the pastor. If these people were... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a situation where it'd be okay to get involved in this person's business because it literally doesn't concern you at all.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your life. It has nothing to do with the outcome of your life. And so I would say stay out of it unless they ask you. Now, if they ask you for advice, if that girl says, hey, what should I do in this situation? Or that guy who has been given counsel not to get involved in relationships, if that guy asks, hey, there's this girl I really like, what do you think I should do? Then by all means, speak your mind because they've asked you. But if they haven't asked you, don't just like pry into the situation and get involved because, you know, they're not breaking the Ten Commandments. They're not breaking any of God's laws or God's rules. If anything, if you're concerned about, you know, this guy, if this guy's a really close friend, he's your bro, and you're like, man, I want him to be aware that, you know, this girl's dating another guy, this girl's seeing another guy, then maybe, I don't know, Steve-O, if one of your bros was dating a girl for 6 years and you found out that she went on a date with another guy, would you feel a responsibility to go tell your bro, hey, bro, just want you to be aware she went on a date with this dude?
But was it a date? They went to lunch, dude. And to be
fair, your wife went to lunch with a guy by herself.
You just said wife.
But I'm saying what clarifies a date? Anybody, any single girl gets asked to lunch by a single guy.
But is that always a date?
I don't know. If my wife went to lunch with a guy who asked her to lunch, I'd feel like it was a date, and I'd be pretty pissed off.
But yeah, what's
you
the... Feel okay
with that. If yeah. when I was dating... I think if when I honestly dating, do think wife,
it depends on the circumstances. What if they were meeting for a professional reason? What
well,
if
okay, they were, we know the circumstances. Mean? The yeah, guy's know, interested in her. Yeah. So we don't have
well,
to...
Well, you're
we
asking don't, hypothetical
but,
questions.
But we don't so have to be... But I'm asking you this exact hypothetical question. That let's say it was your bro who was this girl's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And this exact situation happened. Would you feel responsible to tell... your bro, or would you?
I maybe would ask the girlfriend, like, "Hey, man, what's up with that? What was that about?" So that I could get clarification. Because if
I just
turned
feel like
out,
you're just mind your own business, man.
Right? I know. See that? Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe your bro,
if it was
me, you wouldn't tell me.
I would feel if my best friend, let's say I was in this dating relationship with Janae, and my best friend knew that she had gone to lunch with another guy, and then it ended up coming out later on that they were dating, and I knew that my best friend knew, I'd be pissed. Because I'd be like, bro, you knew.
I would probably confront her first and say, listen, what's going on?
But so now you're breaking your own device. You said stay out of it.
That's exactly what Steve said.
Yeah, but when Steve said it, just made me feel like
he's like the Voldemort of this show.
He was kind
of
like that guy that's
tricking
just like,
us so that he can abracadabra us and like make us dead.
Abracadabra.
Yeah.
I think we just go back to what you originally said. Stay out of it, man.
I want to reach out of
stay out of it.
I just get out of it, man. Death card. Dude,
my own business.
Are you kidding me?
I think
those words lightly.
I think it depends on your relationship with the couple. Sure. From what it sounds like to me, the couple who wrote this question in is literally just like a couple who's creeping up on this relationship and isn't really friends with any of the people involved.
So many people are chiming in. Somebody said, he picked her up. It's a date.
Right.
Somebody else said the issue here really is the girl. If she doesn't want to commit, she wants to date other people, she needs to end it with the other dude. And that is what I agree with. Dating is all about trying to find the right one, right?
Again, I agree with everything. If the question here that we've been asked isn't what is our take on this relationship, because I have a totally different answer to that. But the question we're being asked is what should this couple who's seen this whole thing go on do? Yeah,
that's true.
You know, if this was the girl calling in saying, hey, so I've been in this relationship with a guy for 6 years, but there's this other guy. He's really cute. He asked me out. What should I do? Well, I didn't answer her question, but she didn't call me and ask me a question. Mm-hmm. This creeper couple called me and asked me a question, and they're spying on this other couple, and they want to know what to do. So I'm answering the creeper couple.
All right. Let's.
Hey, creeper couple. You might be great people, but you're creeping. Stop creeping.
Creeper people.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning. Thank you so much.
Hey, what's up, dude? Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that he should just dump her. That's what I think. I think that they should both just... If he's out of town and she's having lunch with somebody else, dude,
But he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. So this is...
That's the thing. What else doesn't he know, though? You know what I mean?
I think you're a dude that's been cheated on. That's what it sounds like. Have you been cheated on? Let's be real.
I mean, agree.
Come on.
I agree with you guys 100% of...
that's why.
Yeah, I should absolutely... People should mind their own business.
I can tell.
It's nothing. We don't know anything, and there's really nobody that... You know, it could have been an innocent, so I don't know.
Exactly! Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
I wanted to say, just to chime in real quick if I can.
Yeah.
Back to the earlier... I have to say this because I have to get this off my heart, and I know you guys
Michael
are
Jordan,
in a brace,
yeah.
So... That Toon Squad versus Monster game, all I'm going to say is at the end, if they were not in Looney Tune Land, Michael Jordan would not have made that last shot because he needed the stretch of the arm to make that shot.
Just hanging up on him. Hanging up. MJ all day.
End it.
Greatest of all time. Somebody said, no, bro, you absolutely have to tell your friend. Somebody else said, on the flip side, come on, dude. It was one time. It was lunch. No bigs. No bigs, man.
Except for when they made out at the end.
Hashtag creeper couple.
Yeah.
Hashtag creeper couple. That's good.
All right. Moving on. We got another question. Good morning, guys. I'm just going to get right to it in hopes you can answer this question for me. I used to go to church with the person who is now my boss, a principal at a school that I work at. It's the end of the school year. Final grades are being turned in, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The principal serves at the church I went to. Recently, a teacher confided in me, telling me she was asked by the principal to change a student's grade from an F to a better grade, a grade that I know for certain the student did not deserve. I try to let it go. I mean, I know at the end of the day, we all have faults, but it keeps nudging at me. The person is my boss, and I know I can't confront it head on.
Why not?
But this person does serve at the church I went to and basically asked their staff member to lie. And who knows what else the principal may have told them to do the same thing. Plus, it stung when the teacher said to me, and the principal's supposed to be... this church-going holier-than-thou Christian. Ugh.
I'm not sure if I should say something.
So this person who's writing the question isn't the teacher. This person has a friend who's a teacher.
Yeah. And knows the principal because they serve at the same church. I'm not sure if I should say something to the leaders of the church. To be honest, I really don't think they'll care. Hence, one of the reasons why I recently left that church. And then they go on to talk bad about the church. Whole other story. Okay, therefore, I don't know what to do. Should I even say anything at all? Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Anonymous.
Yeah, you know,
These are all like weird third-party stories.
I know, these are. It's I've got a friend.
Hey, if you guys see me in public and it looks like I'm doing something shady, just talk to me. Just ask me, bro.
So here's a big pet peeve I have. People coming into other people's situations without talking to all the parties and screwing up their lives.
Yeah, man.
So you don't know the situation in this whole – I mean, you don't know. Yeah. So if you end up talking to the leadership, and let's just say he does get kicked out of ministry, then you find out later on the real intentions that he had with change. Again, I'm not trying to stick up for this guy. He might be a dirtbag. I don't know. If he's a dirtbag, he's a dirtbag.
Why are you assuming the principal's a male? What if it's a female?
Maybe she's a dirtbag. Fine. Right. Maybe she's a dirtbag.
She is.
Maybe she's a dirtbag.
Hashtag wife's a principal.
So I think that we want to get involved in other people's situations before talking to all the parties involved, and that's dangerous. You know, you said she can't confront him. I would say why not? Mm-hmm. If there's something she feels uncomfortable with, she doesn't have to be a jerk about it and say, you know, why are you trying to make me lie and you're not a good principal? But she can definitely go and say, hey, can I have a little more clarification on why you want me to change this grade? Is there a reason? Can you give me a little background on this? And she can ask for clarification. I don't think that that's wrong to do. And as a matter of fact, I think in this situation, that's what she should do. You know, the Bible says a fool only listens to one side, a fool. So I think that if you listen to only one side of the story without going to the principal, you even said you served with this principal. Maybe you go talk to the principal directly and say, hey, you know, I know you because I serve with you. We've got a mutual friend. I'm just a little concerned about the situation. But before you even do that, I would recommend that you go talk to, this girl and ask her for permission to go talk to the principal, because you don't want to screw her life up either. Right. You go talk to this principal, you confront him, and then he finds out that this teacher was the one who told you, then you could ruin her life as well. I think life would be better if people just communicated to each other instead of taking it to other places.
Well, what's hard though is then you have situations like, I know this one guy who was heavily involved with this group, right? Like church, and like sold out, was involved, was being, what's the word? Groomed, right? For leadership. And then this other dude, like on the flip side, started showing up and giving him a different angle. And he was like, well, maybe I need to listen to both sides. And he did. That dude's name was Anakin Skywalker. And he turned into Darth Vader because he started listening to Palpatine.
It's Shock Therapy what? Live.
I just
338-3700.
Hey, that's about as hypothetical as Michael Jordan's arm stretching. Would he have worn in that fourth quarter?
He was a Jedi. He was being instructed. And like Obi-Wan's like, bro, I got your back. And then he was like, but this dude's tickling my ears about the dark side. And then next thing you know, he's killing his friends and he's a bad guy.
That's my mom.
So to the listener, if this principal has the ability to choke people with his fingers and wield a lightsaber, then maybe it might change our answer. But if he's a normal person without midichlorians in his bloodstream, then you're probably okay to confront him.
You want to move on? You want to say it? Shock Therapy Live, blah, 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 blah.
Shock Therapy Live, everybody.
Hey, just so everybody knows, Dex cares so much about your questions that he's just social media the whole time that we're trying to talk to you guys about real stuff. He's more concerned with face filters than he is with life issues.
Yeah, my bad. You guys just keep talking and talking, and I'm just sitting over here like, oh, I guess I'll just Snapchat.
You can talk, too.
I mean,
that's cool, man. I can't. I mean, I need duct tape. I need to duct tape everybody's
mouth. I just feel like I had a really good point with Anakin. Look what happened to him, man. You know,
wasting time.
He almost killed Obi-Wan, his best friend.
Lies.
338-3700. Hey, phone lines are wide open.
But then if Obi-Wan really loved him, wouldn't Obi-Wan have just let Anakin kill him?
Why would he? No, I mean, eventually he did, right? Strike me down and I will become more powerful than you can imagine.
It is Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, but that was too late. That was too late.
Here comes the sun.
Oh, my gosh. How do you deal with this, Dex?
What do you mean? How do I deal with it? I have to deal with you too, Nate.
No,
you're just as bad as
Steve-O. Get him! I'm only in here 1 hour a week.
Yeah, and it's like having two of you. It's like a clone of Steve-O. can't talk.
It's because we're friends, bro.
Gosh.
It's because we're friends. Okay, I got a question on the live line.
Really? Huh? Wow. No kidding.
You want me to read it? Guys, serious question, so stop laughing.
Okay.
338-3700 if you want to call in.
Oh, save the
yeah! number. Or, of course, 585-LIVE if you'd like to text in like this. Star me number.
I'm just going to go home.
Shock Therapy Live question. I'm
back,
a Christian.
Back to social media. Just go back to your safe place.
Guys, this is a serious question. I need to be serious. Very active in the church. My husband, not yet considered a believer. We have one kiddo who had a very difficult delivery that almost killed me. We've had a miscarriage before that. We're both not interested in having more kids, mostly because we're content with what God has given us, but also because we're terrified. I can understand that. It's been discussed that one of us should get surgery, but it weighs heavy on my heart. I've been praying, but I really need to know what the church's stance is on this. Any thoughts? Stephen Christian just joined us.
What the church's stance is on getting fixed?
Maybe getting the snip or, you know, hysterectomy or something like that, because they have one kid. The delivery was really hard, almost killed her. They're content with what they have, but they're worried about the church's stance.
Well, it depends on what church you ask. There's some churches who think that any kind of birth control at all is unbiblical and ungodly, whether that's a condom or whether that's the pill. They think all of it's bad. The place that this church would stand on that, is that it's permittable and that it's acceptable.
Because I'm so glad you said that, because I'm about 4 years late on this conversation. I'm like, I gotta quit.
Because what you're doing here, what people would say is, well, it's the same thing as abortion, but I would argue that it's not the same thing as abortion, because abortion is ending a life once it is conceived. A life is conceived once that sperm meets the egg. This is sex ed, folks. we would believe that that's the moment when life starts, when life is conceived.
Right.
So what you're doing by, you know, a guy getting fixed, and them sticking the knife up there and chopping stuff up.
Oh, gosh. That's not how it happens, bro. Well, they use a laser and they sever things down below. It's not even in that area.
They make a cut. They go up there. They snip the little, tube.
And you're awake. It is
bad stuff.
It's Google weird, man. You're awake. And
don't Google that.
I had a buddy who Googled it. He was like, it will make you not want to go there.
No, won't do it. I didn't want to know anything beforehand.
Yeah.
Would you say homeboy?
Yeah.
It's like, it's mystery. There's certain things that are best left a mystery.
Yes.
That's one of those things.
None of that's real.
Hey, welcome into the show, Stephen Christian. No, Stephen,
Perfect timing. Because I'm going to have my third kid, and then I'm getting the old, woo.
Yes.
But so I think what happens when you do that, when you get snipped, when you have that surgery done, your life doesn't happen because you're not allowing that sperm to go meet that egg.
Right.
So for me, it's cannot be equated to the same thing as abortion because it's not allowing the life to be conceived, rather than abortion is eliminating the life once it has been conceived.
I've been to Dr. Snipowitz. I know what it's like, man.
How was it?
Easy.
Yeah.
No!
Easy.
No!
I'm going to your dude because Steve-O's all talking about.
Mine was not
talking about
easy.
He could smell the Steve-O sock and go, so crazy.
Well, to be fair, Steve-O went to Dr. Spaceman, so that was his fault.
Okay. No, seriously, everybody said it was easy. Everybody has different procedures, bro. That's apparently, true. I'm just going a to little sense of Steve-O.
Non-scalpel procedure is what you want to ask for.
That's what I got!
Really?
Yeah, it was like lasers from the future.
Is there like a matrix pill you can swallow and when you wake up it's done?
I wish.
No, they gave you a pill or no, a shot and you don't feel
a
anything.
A shot where?
Okay, by the way.
Oh,
by the way,
no!
This is
put me under. I'll pay the extra $1,000 to go under.
They won't put you under. No, they don't.
They won't put you under.
I will find a sketchy doctor to put me under.
We talked about the morning show. It was really awkward because he just talks to you. It's like, hey, so
shut up.
How's it going?
Shut up.
And you're just like, Well,
I'm not having any kids. Anymore.
My wife was in the room when it happened, and her face was like,
yeah,
because there was like, and she said it was like spaghetti.
Oh, I'm so glad. Stop. Just stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Stop that.
All right. So check this out. My friend Sarah Beattie and her husband John.
Oh,
they.
Why are you blasting their names?
Whatever.
They don't even live
anywhere
close. What if we know them?
You do not. Know
I don't
them.
Know them. I don't know them.
So they got the procedure. And then they said, you know, there's a 94% chance that this is going to work, okay? Yeah. They had another kid. He went back and got the procedure again.
No, don't tell me this.
Then they had twins.
Shut up.
That is a true story.
I mean,
if it happens, if that happens, then you're kind of like, you know what?
That's a miracle from baby
Jesus.
Or
she's cheating.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What? Am I wrong?
That is true.
I mean, good point. I feel like it'd be an easy like assessment to figure out whether or not it's yours.
Why is our kid's skin darker? That's just part of the procedure. Sometimes that's just, it makes your sperm churn.
Okay. Churn? Turn.
Both.
Both.
Churn, churn.
Turn to churn. That's the stuff.
Makes your sperm to churn.
That's the vasectomy store I'm going to. This. Churn it. Churn to turn.
I don't think we're supposed to be laughing at this. Churn to turn
vasectomy. 1-800. Okay.
All right.
It's really, really hot in here.
No, it literally
right?
is. It's not just the conversation. It's not just the topic that we're talking about. It literally is really warm.
I'm squirming like a kid, right? In a principal's office.
Next.
Oh, Dex, why are you so uncomfortable about this, Dex?
No, FCC, that's why I'm uncomfortable.
We didn't say any words that aren't permitted.
You know the rules?
Are we not allowed to say the word sperm? Is
you
that
can't say
a word?
Turn or churn.
I'm looking at my producer right now. Am I thumbs up or thumbs down?
Two weeks ago we said masturbation. If you can say masturbation and not sperm, there's something wrong with the FCC.
As long as you're not laughing.
We're not laughing.
You
have to do it in a scientific way laughing if you're going to talk about things below the waist.
Ankle.
Okay.
Oh, you're laughing.
Knee up.
You're laughing. Gosh. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Pelvis.
So here's the thing. Here's a real response. Let's get back to it.
Okay.
Because this is, we're joking and serious at the same time. And this is exactly why they're freaking out. Because the husband doesn't want to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's terrifying. Because what if something happens?
So I thought they didn't want to do it because they were scared of what the church was. Well, he doesn't want to do it because he's scared of the snippy snip?
No, they both. They've been praying about it, but they wanted to know the church's stance on getting the snip or having, you know, a hysterectomy or something. But this is why. Here's what I will tell you right now.
Dude, don't make your wife
get a hysterectomy.
No, you man.
Especially if she's had kids.
Hysterectomy is actually a dangerous procedure. I mean, you could, hysterectomy, you only do that if there's medical stuff. If you've got like cysts or something, stuff's going on. Yeah. And you're doing it because it's, don't do that.
You know what? And most likely your wife has had a life come out of her womb. I'm pretty sure you can get a vasectomy. I'm saying?
Dude.
A 20-minute procedure like a 24-hour labor.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. She said that my husband has suggested we both get fixed so that we both have to make the sacrifice.
No.
I want to punch this dude in the face.
No.
I'm going to fight this dude to the death.
No, you're good, man. You just go do it yourself.
Dude, seriously. Dude, it's not bad.
You should just wait till he falls asleep and do it with
not
his
that
okay,
bad.
No. Dump it.
Not that bad, Steve. Well, you're the one who's like screaming like a little girl. Like,
No. Everyone else was like, I was back to work the next day. I was in bed with frozen peas for like a week, bro.
But again, we already went over that. That's because you're weak. It's because you're weak.
Okay.
It's because you drink coffee and your esophagus
gets
sore. So let's be honest.
Oh my gosh. Somebody said we sound like a bunch of hens.
We do.
Yeah. Yep.
So I love it.
Okay. What does that imply?
Okay.
That's what I want to know. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Well,
moving on.
Okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Next topic.
Next. Hey, guys, really need some advice here. Please help me out. My wife and I have been married going on 3 years. Weren't Christians when we met about 2 years ago. We both gave our lives to God and have changed the way our marriage works ever since.
Awesome.
We have one kid and another one on the way. Recently brought to our attention that she had an STD that was given to me. We just found out about it. I've been struggling with having peace about this. My wife is not a cheater, nor I believe she would ever do something like that. Please let me know what I can do to have some peace about the situation.
Mm. Man, you know, last night I even got a chance to pray with someone with a kind of a similar story. And, you know, we're all redeemed. And Jesus and God separates our sin as far as the east is from the west.
Right.
And so prior to becoming saved,
yes,
you guys made some choices. You both made choices. I'm pretty sure that you weren't perfect either. And the consequence of sin is death, but praise Jesus for grace again. So what I'm saying is she made mistakes in the past just like you. And if God can forgive her, so can you. And yeah, it's a tough situation, man. I am so sorry, but that is no reason for divorce. That's no reason to leave her or separate her. That we live in a fallen world, and these are the consequences, you know, and maybe help her. I mean, obviously help her stay by her and, you know, help her down this process.
You know what I think? I just look at the situation. I say, man, praise God that you found this out once you were a believer instead of before you were a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's God's providence in that, that you didn't find this out that she had an STD when you guys were both non-believers, because no doubt it would have been done. It would have been over. It would have ruined your kid's life. You would have gotten a divorce. But I think it's providential that God didn't let this truth be revealed to you until after you were both believers, because again, this reality is, when we've seen the grace that God has had for us, how can we not have grace on another?
Absolutely.
And again, this was done, again, we're assuming that this STD was contracted by her before she was married to you, and that, you know, it was given to you once you guys were married. And so, if that's the facts of the story, then man, you have grace on her, because again, as Stephen said, you realize that she did this before she was in a relationship with Christ and before she was in a relationship with you. And I would also say a question, this is probably something you should work through with a counselor. Did she know she had the STD? If she didn't know that she had the STD, you can't fault her for giving you something that she didn't know she had. Now, if it gets into a situation where she knew she had this STD and she was hiding it from you when you guys got married, well, that's something still you should forgive her for, but I think it's something that should definitely be worked out with a marriage counselor. You guys should sit down and talk about communication, talk about, you know, this transparency and trust in the relationship, because no doubt trust will have been broken down through that. So I think there's a lot of variables in the situation that maybe we're not privy to that probably need to be explored and dealt with.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, Steve.
And you know, and last night Nate had a great devotion here at the church. I don't know if, you know, and we talked about healing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we do serve a God that is known to raise people from the dead. So who's to say that with prayer, with fasting, you know, God can do anything. He's a miracle worker. Who knows that there's not a healing?
It's true.
And God can use this situation to just prove how mighty he truly is.
And I've seen it done, man. Last night it was so cool. Pray with a lady. She came up, older lady, and she had sprained her ankle, and she hadn't been able to walk on it for 24 days. It was really, really, really hurting her. She almost didn't come to church. She had a hard time putting her shoe on. She came forward and got prayer from a couple in the church. And she came up so excited after church. She's like, look, and she was moving around. She was jumping up and down on it. She's like, it doesn't hurt at all. She said, I want to dance. And she was so excited. And again, I believe God does still heal people, not in like some kooky way, like let's say some weird words and push each other down and say you're healed. But I think in a real way of coming to the body of Christ and asking for prayer, I've seen God do incredible things. And God could, I think God could strengthen your marriage, strengthen your faith in Him through this situation, and bring spiritual and physical healing.
It's Shock Therapy Live. And just a reminder, we're talking about some mature subject matter. So if you have any kids that are listening right now, this is the time where you have to decide whether or not you're going to have that conversation with your kids about what we're talking about, or maybe you should change the channel and tune out. So
338-3700 if you want to call.
Here's something interesting, because we're all consenting adults. I have a question.
What?
What?
Sorry.
We're all consenting. Are you? Yes. Just okay. Wait for the question. Yeah. Wow. You're dumb.
I'm Gosh. Really. Anytime someone asks me if I'm a consenting adult, and then they want to ask me a question after that, I'm a little bit leery.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I have this friend I ran into at a baseball game where I saw said friend order a beverage with a golden tinge that looked a lot like beer. Should I talk to him about it?
Talk to him. Easy girl, easy. I don't know. Would you talk to him if he was drinking a Coke at a ball game?
No, but I think it's like the idea of, you know, saw somebody that probably a believer and he's having a beer.
You mean the false misconception in the church that alcohol is evil?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I'm like,
let's talk about it.
This is what I would say. If you saw your buddy at the ball game and he was stammering drunk and falling down,
absolutely,
then have a conversation with him, because guess what? Drinking alcohol is not a sin.
That's why I said we're all consenting adults. I'm over the age of 21. Is that coffee?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It looks like a stout.
Yeah, I saw him. Well, I saw him pull out a little flask and pour something in there during the break.
Yeah. So I'm with Nate on this. Obviously, I don't believe it's a sin, but obviously I do want to say, number one, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial,
except for cocaine.
Okay.
That's actually true. It's not,
you know, and
not
the,
permissible.
And everything
permissible.
Should be done in actually. Everything should be done in moderation. So
except cocaine.
Stop it.
Okay. And meth, except
yes,
for meth.
No, that's true. Moderation.
Shut the mics
off. No moderation please. For meth.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang up on yourself, guys.
Okay.
See what I did
go.
There.
There we go.
Okay. You know, and but to be honest, like I feel like even when I was in a band and we weren't a Christian band at all, I was very, very conscious about where and who I would drink around simply because I understood the power of influence. And so like I would tell Nate or any of the pastors here, be very careful yeah. if you decide to do this, because if you decide to drink, if you're conscious and, you know, the Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. If God says, you know, you and God are cool with it, be very careful, because number one, no one knows how many you've had. It could be that one at the ball game.
Yeah.
And then they could turn around and say, he's had 50. I'm just saying, be very conscious. I'm just saying, be aware.
Don't
be aware.
Don't put an undue burden on yourself. I would agree for that for people who are in leadership, for people who are public figures and could be seen. I would agree with that. But somebody who's just a Joe Schmo at the church, he's not in leadership. He's not serving. He's not a volunteer. I think there's more liberty for that person than for the pastor.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that person should have to worry about if he's at a ball game having a beer.
Right.
Because
absolutely. Again, no. I totally.
So I agree with Stephen's mentality for those who are in leadership. We got to be much more circumspect. We got to be much more wise with where we're exercising those liberties.
Right.
But I think if this is just a guy who goes to church, he's a Christian,
and
his buddy
guy.
Sees him, he's like, okay, fine. What is it with you and guys? It could be a girl that this girl is being seen.
No, I mean, just a guy. Like you say, just a guy. He's somebody in Christ.
Oh my gosh. Just Jesus juked the crap out of us, man.
Yeah.
He's off his rocker today.
You are, man. Did you have coffee today?
He did.
The guy who during two questions ago drawed in a parallel between Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I mean,
just
it was a good parallel with
me.
The church, man. It was Punch a good parallel.
But you know what? What's the difference between caffeine parallel. And alcohol? They're both drugs. They're
Dude,
both are stimulus
no,
in a different way.
One's
a depressant.
With a coffee in hand.
Well, because when you drink five coffees, you don't get in a car accident when you're driving home and kill a family.
It's true.
No, I'm just saying it's an alternative. It's
yeah,
still at the
good.
End of the day.
I
it's
mean,
still a drug. Well, I'm just saying for the person who's like wondering if they should call out.
But
a
even
beer.
Even in that, there's a difference. Like, what's the difference between ibuprofen and Percocet?
Right.
Well Percocet
I think they were,
can alter your state of mind more than ibuprofen can.
Reading the question and the follow up, it's it kind of snarky just to open up a conversation about Christians and drinking
yeah.
beer in public.
Yeah. yeah.
Because I definitely think there's a difference in talking about even within the church the differences. If I saw, which you never would, obviously, like your dad or, you know, Steve Smotherman from like these head pastors like throwing down at a ball game, that would probably be a different scenario
Absolutely.
Than say, you know,
yeah.
seeing like
and it's
you know, the lead singer
standards.
Of a Christian band,
okay.
you know, called Amberlin doing that.
And I would say, too, we have those preconceived notions here in America. If you were in London or if you were in Germany and you saw the lead pastor of Hillsong, you know, throwing down,
oh, yeah.
you wouldn't be, it wouldn't bother you in the slightest because there's a cultural
right.
difference there
Absolutely.
As well.
Well, I think that culture is shifting a little here even because
Absolutely.
There are churches within our community where you see, you know, on Instagram or wherever, and it's like, you know, pints and prayers or something like that, and they're like having a
yeah,
pint
mostly Calvinist, but
no, that's true. Mostly they're like Reformed. Seriously, no, I'm not even being snarky. It's,
no, it's true.
True,
which is so funny. Now I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, mm. but it's the, yeah, and so that's
yeah.
that's the thing. Now I would say it's do you think it's different being out in public and say having a beer with your dinner versus posting a photo of that on
oh,
social
100%.
Media.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Because there's a difference between gloating in your liberty and
you
exercising
go.
Your liberty.
Okay.
Again, I had this, there was, you know, back some time ago, there was churches in town that they were kind of known for doing this. And I feel like that's gloating in your liberty because you don't see anybody going to dinner and taking a picture of their Coke and saying, man, I've got a great Coke. I think it's got a little bit of flavors. No one does that because it's stupid. And so why should you do that with beer or wine or anything else? Go and gloat in the liberty.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any place for that because again, what you're doing is you're saying, I acknowledge there might be people who struggle with this, but I don't care about those people.
I'm going to start Cokes in Christ. It's a Bible study.
Okay. Cokes in Christ.
Is this,
I'll come to that.
Is this as simple as
just make
saying,
sure you define what kind of Coke you're going to have there.
True.
Yeah. Is this as simple as just saying, butt out and mind your own business?
No, dude.
No.
Why?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not? Obviously, this person, they see somebody with a beer, somebody that they've seen at church, with the beer at a baseball game and they're freaking out and they're wondering, oh my gosh, he shouldn't be having a beer. Then mind your own business. Like, worry about yourself. Like,
yeah, you know,
unless they're stumbling
I think, again, if they're stumbling drunk or if they're in leadership.
Yeah,
so
but if they're just drinking a beer, that's ridiculous.
But if you're at, I think there would be a place, let's say, I would say this more as pastors talking to these people. If you're in leadership and you're in a place where there's people that you serve and there's a chance that the people that you serve could be stumbled by your actions, just be more circumspect. We're not saying, look, never have a beer, never have a glass of wine.
Just be
circumspect with your actions.
If you're a leader in the church, I get that. But if you are somebody who attends a church,
yeah,
you're a fellow Christian.
I agree.
It's like my own business.
And if you say, well, alcohol stumbles me, don't be at a baseball game.
Right.
Because there's a bunch of alcohol. Mm. And so what you're saying is if you're a believer who says, well, that stumbles me, I used to be an alcoholic, well, then maybe don't be at places where there's a bunch of alcohol.
Right.
Because at a baseball game, there's a ton of people drinking beer. And why should a Christian drinking a beer stumble you more than a person sitting next to you throwing back five beers? Because if you're an alcoholic, it's being around the thing that you're addicted to that is going to cause that relapse, not any one person drinking that.
And, you know, and just going back on an argument where people say, like, oh, I've heard it said very many times where they say, oh, Jesus drank grape juice. That's simply not true, because the Bible also says, do not be drunk with wine. If it's referring to grape juice,
it also says wine that makes the heart happy. Yeah. I've never had grape juice that makes my heart happy.
That's true.
Well, I struggle when it talks when people say, oh, well, it was very different back then. And
oh,
all
my
that.
Gosh.
Because Job had enough grape juice that he got naked and crazy. I'm not Noah. Job. No, I mean, Noah.
Yeah,
Noah
it's
had
good thing
enough,
that you know your Bible.
Thank you. Sorry, caffeine.
Yeah.
How many
grape juices did it take for him to get crazy like that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, now, again, we talk about that. The Bible condemned that action. So we talk about even that, there's that mentality. The Bible talks about being drunk with wine and being filled with the Spirit, but it also talks about having a glass of wine. You got to leave. You're leaving.
Oh,
hey,
you're,
thanks.
Oh, cool, man.
Hey, thanks for having this conversation and then leaving us in the middle of it.
Yeah. Buck is chiming in and wants and says, can Stephen and Nate please come in tomorrow and talk about this, have this kind of conversation on the show tomorrow? Because I'm not going to be here, so Buck's here.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Buck. Fine.
Maybe I can hop in for a little bit.
All right.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, he'll be here at 8, so if you want to come in anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a big question. I think so many Christians, I do agree, I think the culture is shifting and changing in this area. And I've seen much more openness to this, I think, but even in that, when we get to the openness, I don't think we should allow ourselves to get to a place where we gloat in our liberty. I think it's awesome that the culture's changing on this and people are realizing alcohol is not evil. It can be taken in moderation. I had this conversation with my dad the other night, and he was kind of saying, you know, in a lot of ways, I think that alcohol should be more legal than drugs because, you know, marijuana, you're not seeing people, smoke a bunch of marijuana and get in a car accident and kill a family.
Right.
You're not, but at the same time, we would even talk about this. The difference between marijuana and alcohol is that you can't have one joint and not be high. The only purpose for marijuana is to alter your state of mind. Whereas you can be a disciplined individual and only drink one beer or only drink one glass of wine. It relates to this idea of not indulging in liberty to a place where it causes you to sin, and also being circumspect and wise as we as Christians are called to be in everything. The Bible says walk circumspectly. The days are evil. We want to redeem the time. We need to walk circumspectly. We need to be mindful of all of our actions, not just drinking a beer in public, but with everything we do that we're not causing someone to stumble. Look, is there some words people don't have an issue with saying, some words that other people might. But if you're a Christian and you're in a public place, don't drop the F-bomb. Why? Because you should walk circumspectly. You don't want to be in a place where you cause someone to stumble. So I think we as believers just in general need to be circumspect with our actions.
Yeah. Man, so many people chiming in on this, but I don't know if we want to move on. We only have a few minutes left. We have one more question that we need to get to. Somebody else said the real question is it okay to not have a beer at a baseball game? It's baseball, man! I'm just kidding.
Dogs and briskies, man.
You know, I would even say this. I think it's really important to be circumspect. We even talk about the idea of the privacy of your own home, and there's this freedom there. I even think we as parents need to be circumspect with drinking in front of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I would say this from is You know, I never saw my parents drink in front of me when I was a child. I never, ever, ever, ever did. And I'm so thankful for that, because when there came a time for me to make a choice to either have a glass of wine or have a beer or not, the choice was my own, and I wasn't able to use a crutch that, well, my parents did.
Right.
And so I think that it's important to be circumspect in front of your kids in this aspect as well. If they ask you about it, give them your take and your view on it.
Yes.
But I don't think you should – I personally don't think that believing parents should be known with their kids of drinking every night or having beer, because I think what's going to happen is inevitably your kid will get to a place when he gets of age that he'll drink, and his reason for it will be, well, dad did.
Yeah.
And so since I saw dad do it, it's okay for me.
See, and
to
I'm
do
like,
it.
I'm, it's not that I'm on the fence about this. I agree 100% because I have three boys who obviously like dad is, they look up to me and they're going to follow my example. On the flip side, my wife and I grew up in very different homes, and her home was, I mean, it was so taboo and off limits, seemingly,
yeah,
because they actually did drink. So when she found out, it crushed her because it was something that was hidden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say if you are a home that openly you have a beer with dinner, I'm not talking every night or whatever. Maybe you have a scotch to unwind. Maybe it's a glass of wine with your dinner, whatever it is that you're doing. You need to be prepared, as you said, to have those conversations with your kids. It shouldn't be something that defines you, but at the same time, you should be willing to talk to them about it, because it is still like this weird, I mean, as we're seeing on the live line, it's kind of split 50-50. It's this weird taboo thing within culture and within the church.
I think even when we get to that, you know, schema, as we talk about what's the purpose for drinking.
Yeah.
Personally,
somebody just said that, actually. Jay Marie said, in our liberty, we should always remember what Paul said, not to be a stumbling block. All things are permissible, not all things are edifying. We should strive to allow the Holy Spirit to edify us. God is not opposed to his children having fun, but does it bring us any closer to him?
Well, again, I hate this, because does drinking Coke bring you closer to God? Does having a Sprite bring you closer to God? Does drinking iced tea, well, iced tea, that's God's drink because it's from the South. I mean, like, what... How does eating and drinking anything bring you closer to God, except for maybe communion?
Yeah.
Honestly. So, but still I would go to this place of what's your purpose in your mind of having that glass of whatever? If your purpose of, we talked about this before, Steve, but if your purpose is having that, you know, to the brim cup of scotch to unwind, that you need that substance,
right,
to cause you to have peace. Well, that's a problem, because you're relying on this substance,
right,
to fill you with a peace and relieve anxiety, when that's the Holy Spirit's job.
Well, that's called addiction.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're self-medicating.
Yeah.
A lot of people who struggle with alcohol addiction, what they're doing is they struggle with anxiety, they struggle with depression, and instead of getting properly medicated by a doctor and having the prescribed, you know, solution to their problem, they self-medicate and they start drinking each night because that gives them the peace that they feel like they need.
Right.
So I would say, what's your purpose of drinking? I think if your purpose to drink is to unwind, I would say be careful, because you're relying on a substance to bring you to a place of peace and to relieve anxiety and to bring you to a place where you can be around your family without going nuts. That's a problem, because
yeah,
you're relying on a substance for the role that the Holy Spirit should fill in your life. If you have a glass of wine or you have a beer because you like the taste and you can, you know, be careful with that and you're not going to overdrink and you're not going to bring yourself to a place where it alters your state of mind, then go for it.
Yeah.
But again, this is why it really needs to be something between you and the Lord.
All right, we got a couple. Oh man,
we don't have time. Like, we don't have time for more questions. Are you kidding me?
Real quick one. It's a one.
No
line.
Way.
What's
it's 9:56. Because
to me, this is like so. I don't know.
Dex always ends the show 2 minutes early.
What's your advice for a couple ages 19 and 29 in a relationship? I think if it was 49 and 59, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But under 21, I think there's such a life difference. Do you think it's acceptable?
Here's my advice.
19 to 29.
Call in next week.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It's different. It's definitely different than like 16 and 26, obviously.
Yeah.
19
or,
and 29.
Or 9
you
and
think
19.
That's, okay. I'm going to throw something at your face, you dumb.
It is Shock Therapy Live. We are done. Thank you so much. If you had a question, we'll get to it next week.
Or 10 and not yet conceived.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to fight you to the death. I think that's what's going to happen.
We might bury this whole hour. It might never see the podcast. I'm not sure.
No, it has to.
Okay, well.
There's no FCC guideline for podcasts.
No!
Well,
yeah,
you dingus.
That's true. Whoa. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Nate, we'll see you next week.
I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Right. Okay.
I'll be thinking about you guys.
In Hawaii.
Not at all.
Cool, man.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see you.
all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.